Welcome to Friday Night Football. It's time for high school football action on WGRC. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the generous donations of the following Thunder Riders.
Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Steininger's Laundry, Vreeland's Harley-Davidson, Basin Coffee Roasting, Better Business Solutions, CR Builders & Sons, Horizon Federal Credit Union, Jeff Connor & Associates Insurance, J.R. Judd Violins, Culp's Transmissions, Mosser's Ag Service & Repair, Melcott Radiator, Millville HPS, Pine Barn Inn, Pondus Farms.
Now, let's head to the field for this week's game.
And tonight on WGRC, the high school football game of the week is at Mifflinburg. The Warrior Run Defenders at Mifflinburg to take on the Wildcats. I'm Don Castelline. Thanks for joining us tonight. Joining me in the booth, Glenn Smith and Chris Miller on sidelines tonight. John Callahan producing. Looking forward to the midway point of the high school football season. Here we are, week five, and two teams coming in tonight. Mifflinburg at 3-1 as they host this game, and Warrior Run at 2-2. And Glenn, it's an exciting matchup for a lot of reasons. One, you've got two teams that are resurging, and there's some newfound energy and enthusiasm for both of these programs getting off to the starts that they are at, and really a pivotal game here as they enter this week five matchup.
No, I think when we look at, you know, the conference and what tonight's matchup brings, I mean, two teams that have, you know, really a lot that they are striving for in terms of the season. You know, when you look at their schedules, they both have played two similar opponents in Danville and Milton for both of them. And, you know, similar results in both games. But, you know, they dominated, both teams dominated Milton and then turned around and had losses to Danville. And so I think tonight's that, you know, what kind of team are we? What are we really seeing as we move through the middle and toward the end of our season kind of game?
So it's going to be a big matchup here tonight. I mentioned Chris Miller is going to be on the sidelines. And, of course, coach interviews coming up at halftime and postgame as well. And, Chris, we've been here at the field for a little bit, and you're kind of catching some of that energy and enthusiasm from fans. But also, I think both coaches acknowledging a little bit something different about tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, when we talked to Coach Dressler from Mifflinburg before the game, just kind of ask him what his key is, what he's looking for this week to feel confident as the game goes on that it's going to go in their favor. And obviously, he said the big key for them is to win the third down battle, which is something that they struggled with last week. You know, and he said that he also, secondly to that, wants to get the passing game going to kind of keep Warrior Run on their heels and not so focused on the run. When we talked to Coach Long for Warrior Run, he was a little bit more simpler in that. He just said that for them, it's all about tackle. If he can see his guys making the tackles out there at night, he said everything else will fall into place. So, you know, kind of like Glenn said, you know, this is the tipping point. The interesting part is both these teams are going in two different directions. So Warrior Run has a little bit more favorable schedule as the rest of the season goes on. Mifflinburg has three very tough games as they go on to the rest of the season. So tonight is crucial for both teams, and we'll see how it shakes out.
All right, so a lot of attention, in fact, on this matchup tonight. We're glad to bring it to you, play-by-play coverage from Mifflinburg. So Warrior Run at Mifflinburg, our matchup tonight. There are some other games. We'll, of course, be tracking those scores from throughout the region. Shamokin will play at Lewisburg tonight. A big matchup for both of those teams, kind of similar to what we have here tonight, at least to some extent, as those teams looking to try and break through and get on track. Milton will play at Danville tonight. Mount Carmel's at North Schuylkill. Sealands Grove at Berwick. Should be an interesting game there. Shikellamy makes the trip to Jersey Shore. Central plays at Southern. We'll see if anyone's able to slow down the Tigers and, of course, the offensive fireworks that they've had, and still waiting to see if someone's going to put some points on the board as well against Southern Columbia. So far, it hasn't happened, but there's a number of other games taking place through the region, and you know, Glenn, there are a few programs where you definitely see pretty clearly who they are. Southern would be one example of that. But for a lot of these schools that are maybe at 2-2, 3-1, 1-3, you know, still kind of getting a gauge of exactly where that potential is going to run for them this season.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, injuries certainly play a part in that. But when you come out of preseason camp, you know, you have an idea of who you are. And then you kind of hit game one and you get those jitters out in the first half. And you move from game one to two to three. And you really start to see how your team is developing, how they're gelling together, what the, you know, the unity of the team, everything that you need to make a good run and to have a good season. You start to see that. Are we running the ball well? How's our pass game? What are we doing at the line of scrimmage well that we can rely on, you know, when we hit adversity and when we get into games that we think we should win? And you're right, teams really start to identify that at this moment in the season.
Well, typically when you're at a game at Mifflinburg or a game involving Warrior Run, you're going to see the blue and the gray. But here tonight, it's a gold out at Mifflinburg, and it's an emphasis when it comes to pediatric cancer and, of course, some efforts in that realm. So good stuff happening, but definitely the gold theme here tonight at Mifflinburg. A little different color selection than what maybe we're used to for Mifflinburg games, isn't it?
No, absolutely. But, you know, and Chris, you can certainly, you know, mention this also, but I'd love to see when communities come together to do something, to raise awareness, to say, hey, you know what, this is something that we as a community want to take action against or want to stand for, and certainly Mifflinburg is showing that tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I will give Mifflinburg credit in a lot of ways. They've dealt with a lot. I know just within the past year here, lost a teammate of mine in high school, had a rare form of lung cancer, and they really rallied around him and did everything they could to support the family. There's another family that is also dealing with a rare form of lung cancer, and the community is doing different support for them. So, yeah, you know, when you look around tonight and you see this, these small communities really know what it's like and really knows how to impact one another by the support of one another.
Well, we've got all the action coming up here tonight and the matchup on our Week 5 Game of the Week. It is Warrior Run at Mifflinburg right here on WGRC. More pregame coming up in just a moment.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns, featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove, and featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Vreeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453. On the web at VreelandsHarley.com.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
And here tonight, the game of the week, it is Warrior Run at Mifflinburg. Had to bring you all the excitement. We'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff, but still plenty to do here at the field as we get you set for this game tonight. And we're going to be hearing from the coaches. And we're going to start off with Warrior Run here on the road at 2-2, opening wins against Muncie and Milton. And then it was a setback to Danville and Montoursville, but both games they competed hard and close. But 2-2 coming in tonight. I do talk to head football coach Chris Long. It's his second season here as the head coach, longtime assistant at Warrior Run. And as you know, Glenn, he spent a little time there at Lycoming as an assistant coach as well.
Yep, absolutely. Chris is doing a great job.
So let's hear from Chris a little bit on this 2-2 start to the season.
You know, we don't look for necessarily moral victories, but in the two losses, we played with a lot of heart, and we didn't quit in the game. I mean, the game against Montoursville was 14-7 going into the fourth quarter, You know, it ended up 28-7. Same thing. The Danville score ended up a little bit bigger than what we, you know, not quite as reflective. It was 28-20. You know, and then we were trying to sell out on the blitz, and they broke a long run late in that game. So, I mean, both the games were very competitive and hard-fought games, and we just came out on the wrong side of things for different reasons in both games. So, hopefully, you know, but our team's playing. You know, the team is playing with a lot of determination and not much give up there.
You're seeing a lot of success on offense, both running and throwing the football. As a coach, is it nice to know that you definitely can have that kind of balanced attack and see it be effective?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think when you see that, you know, you look at the stats, I think some of that though also points to the offensive line, that they're able to move people in the run game and create some spaces for kids to get through. And then also they've been protecting Quarterman pretty well in the passing game. So, but I think things are coming together real well as far as the offense goes.
Your defense has been seeing some big playmakers. You mentioned games against Danville and Montoursville automatically means you've seen home run hitting kind of offensive players. Yeah. You're going to have a tough one coming up here. How do you get your guys ready for the running style of Mason Breed, who's just been pounding away on defenses?
Well, he's a load. He's a big dude on film. He looks definitely impressive. Yeah, you're right. We had to face, you know, the Riley and the Persings over there at Danville, and then those kids that they have, and then the kids that, you know, Montoursville comes at you with a lot of speed with their skill guys. Now, Breed is a different character in that he's a bruiser, and they'll run him inside. The tackles will try to get him outside a little bit, but yeah, so we have to really rally to the football, gang tackle, and be fundamentally sound, I think, in tackling is where it comes into play defensively to stop him.
When you look at the early moments of a game, maybe it's even more important on the road because you want to try and you know, establish yourselves early, not get behind, you know, with the road situation right. Like that. What do you notice first, maybe from your team, when you know that they are clicking and you're like, okay, they're dialed in really well? Is there a certain kind of indicator that you breathe that sigh of relief as a coach, saying, hey, this is on the right track?
Well, I think if it's defense, you know, if we're on defense first, I think if we get a team to do a three and out and get the ball back for the offense quickly, that's always good. And then offensively, it's the flip side. If we can get a few first downs and have success moving the football, I think it comes down to that. If we can hit something or pound the rock a little bit and get a few first downs, then we know we're you know, we've had a good bus trip and we're ready to go coming off the bus.
You hear sometimes the phrase, you know, building a culture of winning, and Warrior Run has had some of that, certainly, but I know there's been some tough seasons in recent years, and now as you realize that, you know, your guys are competing each and every week, and the record's starting to reflect that as well, and going into a game here against Mifflinburg, have you seen changes or differences, or is there a little different mindset and mentality at Warrior Run now?
Well, I think some of that goes to the fact that there's like 18 seniors on the team. So there's definitely a different mindset. They know that this is their last chance, their last opportunity to kind of leave their mark on the program and leave their mark on the school. So they've really bought in to that idea, and they're really focused on trying to have the best season they can have. And this is a real important game for us tonight. I mean, it's week 5, but it's the difference between being 3-2 and 2-3. And propelling us to where we want to be, or where we think we could possibly get, or you know, it just propels us. If we get a win, it's going to propel us further into you know, positive and momentum, and show that the hard work and some of the teams we played that we've been battle tested have paid off, and we come through it on the better side of things.
In just a few short words, what would you say is maybe one of your favorites or your highlights when it comes to coaching, just the whole aspect of being a high school football coach?
When the kids kind of buy in and you know that they're hearing what you're saying, what you're trying to teach, both on the football field and off the football field. I think also, you know, living in the community, it's good when you get a kid who's graduated and you might not see them or something, and they stop you in the grocery store or at the Turkey Hill or something like that, and they just, you know, catch up with you as to what's going on in their lives now. That's really, you know, it comes down to some of that part of it. I mean, winning is what we ultimately want to do every week in and week out. The bigger picture is where do they end up in life after high school. And that's definitely something you can take away from being a high school coach.
Very good, Coach. Well, we appreciate the work you're doing, and we look forward to the matchup. Should be a fun one. Thanks for taking the time for us.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
And that is Warrior Run Defenders head football coach Chris Long. And Glenn, you're a former Warrior Run Defender. You know what it's like to wear that uniform and play in the quarterback position a few years ago. And, you know, as Chris was sharing there about, you know, this after tonight, it'll either be a 3-2 record or a 2-3 record. And, you know, it's a game difference, but just that feel, it's a big game tonight, and I know a lot of times there's that you don't want to overstate the importance of a game, but earlier we talked with Coach Chris Long, and he said, yeah, this is a big game for sure.
No, it really is, especially coming off of their games against Danville and Montoursville, where those are, you know, tough battles, and, you know, we talk sometimes about moral victories. Well, tonight's not a moral victory. Tonight's one of those you want to leave here, you know, with a winning record, and, you know, it's something that certainly if you don't win tonight, you can certainly rebound from it, but tonight's a night where you want to win this football game because that will take momentum, and we'll talk about momentum tonight, but there's also momentum in the season where when you get back to practice on Monday after a win, now you've got a winning record, and what they're looking at the rest of their season, that's a big change.
Well, not only is Warrior Run targeting this game tonight for a victory, but of course Mifflinburg has other ideas. They come in tonight 3-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be hearing from head football coach Jason Dressler of the Wildcats. It's pregame coverage of week 5 of the high school football season. Warrior Run at Mifflinburg on WGRC.
This is Brad from Basin Coffee Roasting in Danville, and I am thrilled to support the WGRC radio ministry.
Basin Coffee serves the entire region by wholesaling roasted coffee to restaurants, coffee shops, and churches, offering community fundraisers and private label coffee for gifts, weddings, or resale. At 570-764-2740. Online at HebrewsTheBest.com from Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons LLC, a proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Thanks for joining us tonight. We are at Mifflinburg High School, home of the Wildcats, and they will be entertaining tonight the Warrior Run Defenders. It is a gold out tonight at Mifflinburg. The focus on pediatric cancer, of course, raising funds and awareness when it comes to that particular fight that impacts everyone. So here tonight, Mifflinburg taking on Warrior Run. Mifflinburg at 3-1 on the season, opening wins with Hughesville. Then week 2, they knocked off Bloomsburg. Week 3, it was a 7-touchdown performance against Milton. But last week was the first setback on the road at Danville. It was our game of the week last week, and Mifflinburg stumbled 35-19, almost the identical score that Warrior Run had when they took on Danville the week before that. So Mifflinburg coming in tonight 3-1 to talk to Coach Jason Dressler. We kind of began with looking back at what took place a week ago as they come in at 3-1 tonight.
We talked a lot about the execution piece of the game. You know, our kids gave great effort. We're physical, and they competed as well. We just, you know, defensively, we had some breakdowns in our secondary that shouldn't have happened. So we're working on that discipline piece, and I talk a lot about the assignments and alignments, and we just got to sharpen our skill sets, and we got to work better this week and work a little differently on making sure our alignments and we're doing pass coverage first, and trusting the interior 7 guys to get the job done with the run game. So we need improvements there. Offensively, we have to be able to throw the ball. Our passing game was non-existent Friday night, and that certainly made it a lot easier to defend us. And so, you know, we've got to just keep working at sharpening our skill sets. And you know, hats off to Danville. They played well. Their playmakers made a lot of plays and pointed out some things that we obviously need to work on. And that's where our focus is this week.
And this week it will be Warrior Run at your place. And here's a team that comes in similar ways, a different team from Danville, but at the same time, a team that likes to run, likes to throw. So I know you'll be facing another one of those balanced attacks coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Warrior Run, I mean, they're a good-looking team. They played very competitively these past, you know, well, the first 4 weeks, I should say. So they remind me, you know, just as far as grittiness and you know, the history of the program, they're very much like us. They're really trying to battle here to make this a really great experience and a good season. So they're coming in, you know, with a chip on their shoulder, ready to go. And so they're going to be, you know, they're looking good. They have a balanced attack. They're aggressive. And they got some really, really good athletes on that team. So looking that, that we're going to be tested just like we were last week. Obviously, they're watching the same film, and they're going to see some of the things that exposed us. And I guarantee they're going to be trying that. So we got to be prepared for that and make sure we show that we've learned and that we're fixing those things.
I imagine one of the things Warrior Run is working hard to prepare for, although I'm not sure you fully can, and that would be the running style of Mason Breed and, of course, you know, the line that's working to give him holes. Just what is your impression as a coach as you watch Mason do the things that he does?
I'm really liking the chemistry that I'm seeing with Mason and the offensive line and our fullbacks. They're really just stepping up. You know, the more I challenge them, the more they step up and just, you know, the great heart and effort. The kid just doesn't stop. He has an engine that just keeps him going. So yeah, he's a tough one. He runs to hurt you. You know, some of the coaches refer to it as a pain train kind of thing. And, you know, he comes with a purpose. And so we just need to keep a good balanced, running attack. And like I said, just improve on our pass game, to help that run game. And, things will look pretty good for us.
I did mention earlier your team comes in 3-1 to this game. It's always nice to get back at home, and you've got Warrior Run coming up here. I know it's a game right before you've got a stretch on the road at Mount Carmel, at Loyal Sock, no doubt to be tough games. One of those things when you focus on a game like this at home, you don't want to put too much on one game, but yet I know there's a little bit of a sense of, wow, it'd be really, really important to try and bounce back this Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a big game. I mean, we probably say that every week, you know, to everybody, but it is. It's a big game that bounced back. This is our midway point through the season. And, you know, finishing at the half mark, 4-1 versus 3-2 is a big thing for us. You know, last year we kind of left Warrior Run in the game, and we left. There were some plays on the field that our kids have a chip on their shoulder. So they're certainly, you know, with that coupled with the loss last Friday night, kind of reinvigorated a different kind of focus this week. And we're really trying hard here this week to just you know, maintain what we can control, and let's get out there and compete here Friday night.
Excellent, Coach. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to it. Should be fun. Warrior Run at Mifflinburg. Thanks for the time, and we'll look forward to kickoff.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, and hope to give you a good game here.
Head football coach Jason Dressler there at Mifflinburg. He mentioned, Glenn, about the importance of balancing their attack out. We know that they're going to try and run that football, but being able to throw and to take some of the pressure off the quarterbacks, sometimes we ask Coach a little bit about, you know, throwing in some of those downs you maybe would just expect them to run to kind of have that element of surprise, something to look for tonight. Coach definitely said, yeah, you could expect some of that.
Well, when he talked about, you know, what Warrior Run would see on film and, you know, what they would, you know, kind of make changes to, what he was really talking about are adjustments. And in the game of football, adjustments are everything. We're going to see Mifflinburg make adjustments tonight. And I think as they, you know, think about how teams are going to adjust to them and what they see, he's talking about wanting to be a balanced team, because that makes making those adjustments more difficult. And when you're a balanced team, you can be a little bit more unpredictable, not saying that they're going to get away from their running game, but being able to stretch the field, being able to throw the football, it causes a defense to have to be honest. You get more guys out of the box, away from the line of scrimmage, which is going to set up your running game for what you know it to be, and that's your bread and butter.
Well, it's going to be tonight, Warrior Run at Mifflinburg. Big game for both of these teams. We've got the captains heading out to the center of the field, and Chris Miller, former Wildcat himself, on the sideline. And it's a beautiful night for football. We're heading into this final weekend of summer officially, Chris. And game conditions, how's it feel out there right now?
You know, as the sun goes down, it's getting nice and cool, getting a lot more comfortable to play football out here. So it's a beautiful night. It's hard to believe the season's halfway over. You know, season goes by quick, and I think these guys are... They don't need to be psyched up anymore. It's now or never.
They're ready to kick it off. Well, we got just a couple of moments before that happens. Warrior Run's captains, Denver Beachel, Jackson Welliver on the field. Also for Mifflinburg out there, Mason Breed, Riley Stahl and company. And it will be the Wildcats to start with the football first. When we do get things rolling, we're going to take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll also have a station identification, but then we'll come back with the opening kickoff tonight. It's Warrior Run at Mifflinburg on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coast Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Culpmont.
And WGRC.com.
And we are set for the opening kickoff tonight. It's Warrior Run at Mifflinburg, the high school football game of the week here on WGRC. I'm Don Castelline. Glenn Smith and Chris Miller at the field. John Callahan producing tonight, keeping us up to date with all the scores. Beautiful night for football, and we are ready to roll. It will be Whitmer set to kick off. End-over-end kick is going to head out of bounds, and Mifflinburg will have the benefit of some good field position here after the penalty there to Warrior Run's special teams. Let's set up the offense for you here for Mifflinburg on that left side of the line. We'll start with the captain at left tackle, Tyler Camp, a senior on that side, 6'2", 265. Coach says there's one of the hardest workers on the team right there. Well, Gabriel Stettler, he is the left guard. Emmanuel Ulrich is the center. Right side of the line, Cade Dressler and Ian Murray. We will have a re-kick here of the opening kickoff. Tight end for Mifflinburg will be Lucas Whitaker. Quarterback, Gary DeGroat, the senior. Mason Breed, Andrew Deal, the running backs. And then the wide receivers for Mifflinburg will be Kenny Strobridge and Riley Stahl. So we have it re-teed up. Let's go ahead and have it over again for Whitmer. And we are underway again. This time a line drive kick. It's going to be caught at the 18-yard line. Cross the 20, 30, 35-yard line and brought down right about the 40-yard line as Mifflinburg will have some great field position to start off first and 10 from their 40. Well, the Warrior Run defenders coming in tonight, they'll be playing a 3-5 and a 4-4 at times, but on the 3-5 formation up front for them, Hayden Baker, Ahmad Keyes, the nose guard, and then the other end is Pete Reisner. The linebackers, Smedley, Grady, Welliver, he's a good one. He's got 44 tackles already, the senior at middle linebacker, Gerhardt and Pick. Also, linebackers at Beachel, Daubert, their corners, and Nathan Michael is the safety. Here's a fake on a run, and instead it's a pass. Riley's hard. That's exactly probably the start Coach Jason Dressler wanted for Mifflinburg.
I was just thinking the same thing, Don. What a great start. You build that confidence in your quarterback, get a nice pitch and catch out there in the flat, pick up a first down. Great move, and I like the play call on first down.
High formation with DeGroat under center. This time it will be a handoff. Mason Breed up the middle, and Mason Breed falls forward to the 45-yard line. It's a gain of 3, and you'll find If you watch Mason Breed's running style, there's always that extra yard or two or three. He will pull guys with him and get those extra yards, and there it's a gain of three. Almost was stopped at the line of scrimmage, though.
Yeah, Mason already, this is the first time I've seen him run, but on that first run, he keeps his shoulder pads square to the line of scrimmage, delivers the blow at the line.
It's second down and seven. Quick pass, stall, caught at the 43, wrapped up, and he lunges forward to the 41. So it's going to be a gain of about four on that play. It's going to leave a third down and short for the Wildcats.
Boy, I already like the ball that DeGroat throws. He's got a nice spin on the ball, picks up a good yardage on second down, and a nice shoestring tackle there by Denver Beachel. Otherwise, that's going for some big yardage.
Gary DeGroat struggled a week ago, 3 of 11 passing for 20 yards against Danville. He's already got two completions tonight on the opening series. Third down, handoff, Breed. Cross the 40, pushing, and this is going to be enough for a first down, likely. Let's see where they spot it. He needs to get to the 38-yard, and he gets all the way to the 36. He's got it with 2 yards to spare, and again, yards after contact, Breed gets a lot of them.
And that's what this kind of kid brings to the table. I mean, he first got hit at the 40 to 41-yard line, and they set that ball down at the 37, and he just hit some players and drug a couple guys with him.
So now first and 10, Wildcats on the move, 2 receivers to each side. Here's a handoff. And near side, turn in the corner, 35, and out of bounds just inside the 30 as Mifflinburg gets it to Andrew Deal. The freshman coming left, working his way across the right side. It gets that corner and gets some decent yardage. It's going to be second down and 2 coming up.
Well, that time the right tackle did a nice job of just sealing his guy, sealing the edge. And that way that speed sweep got to the outside, could get to the outside and pick up those eight yards.
Second down and 2. Mifflinburg starting this drive on their 40. Now, right now on the Warrior Run 29-yard line, a mix of both pass and throw, effectively changing it up here on this first drive. Gorgeous night for football here. Week 5 of the high school football season, spreading it out with 4 receivers. DeGroat, shotgun, back to throw, looking downfield, going for stall, overthrows him. It's going to be third down and 2.
I tell you what, Warrior Run needs to be prepared for a passing game because that time Stahl was open, and boy, if the coaching staff saw it, they may come back to that because he beat Beachel on the outside and had a step.
Third down and 2. Let's see if they keep it on the ground with Breed here. Mason Breed coming in tonight with averaging about 7.5 yards a carry, 464 yards. He gets the handoff, and he's got the first down, 25-20. High-stepping his way inside the 15 and drags a would-be tackler inside the 10. It's going to be first down and goal coming up Mifflinburg.
Tell you what, Don, there. Key to Mason right now, where he's gaining his big chunks of yards, is initially where Run was chopping them down at the legs, and now they're tackling way too high, and he's just taking them for a ride.
Literally took Nathan Michael, the safety from Warrior Run, for a ride, who was up on his shoulder pads on that last tackle.
First down and goal from the 8-yard line. Mifflinburg looking to punch it in on their first series. I formation, handoff to Breed, up the middle and into the end zone. It is a Mifflinburg touchdown straight up the gut, and Mason Breed puts it in from 8 yards out.
And listen, if that's what, you know, the Wildcats are bringing to the table, it is a mixture of pass, it is physical football in between the tackles, and we're even going to spread it outside. Well balanced on that drive, and a great punch in for 6 coming here right on their first possession.
So the first points on the board just 2 minutes into this game, Mifflinburg leading it, and the extra point attempt by Stettler is up, and it is through. 10 minutes to go, first quarter. It is Mifflinburg 7, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500. And at agents.allstate.com.
Top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC's Football Friday.
And it's a fast start for Mifflinburg. They are leading Warrior Run 7-0. 10 minutes to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight for the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. And Glenn, you know, you think about the importance of answering. Well, this is Warrior Run's opportunity to come right back and see how they respond.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a must-score drive, but it's certainly an important one.
Well, end-over-end kickoff towards the far sideline at the 15, fielded there, across the 25, and dancing out of bounds just past that 30-yard line, and that is where Warrior Run will have it first down and 10. Defenders up front on offense, left side of the line, Kenny Newman and Jackson Welliver. Welliver, one of the captains at left guard. That's side of the line. Coach Chris Long's been impressed and glad with the way they have stood up. Michael Buck is the center, right side of the line. Garrick Grady and Braden Snyder. Tyler Pick is the tight end. Remington Quarterman, the senior quarterback, coming in tonight. 6 touchdown passes on the season. Beachel and Gerhardt in the backfield. Daubert and Keyes are the receivers. And it is those receivers to the near side here. Split out. Fakes the handoff. Quarterman back to throw. Throws. He's got Keyes, but Keyes loses it off his hands at the 38-yard line. It falls incomplete.
And this is the first time that Warrior Run has had Hoyt Bauer in the backfield since his game against Muncie in week one, where he ran for 248 yards. And so interesting to see how they utilize him, but a missed opportunity there on first down.
Mifflinburg running a 3-4 defense up front for them. Cade Dressler, Emmanuel Ulrich, and Michael Antoniuk. I'll tell you about the rest of their defense in a moment. Shotgun, handoff, going to be to the 35, 38-yard line as Hoyt Bauer, again the senior, able to get some good yardage there. And as Glenn mentioned, back from injury a couple of weeks out with a hamstring. They're glad to have him back in the backfield. He's definitely a big, fast, explosive option for them on offense. It's now third down and 6. The rest of the Mifflinburg starters, the linebackers Stahl, Hoy, Breed, and Rosen. The corners, Kenny Strobridge and Gary DeGroat. And the safeties, Wrights and Deal. Third down and 6. Coming up, big play for Warrior Run from their 37-yard line. 3-4 receiver set. Back to throw. Quarterman caught at the 40 and drilled right there by DeGroat. Not going to be enough for a first down, but give credit there to Beachel for hanging on to the football.
Yeah, Denver did a nice job, but DeGroat let him know, hey, I don't just play offense. Here I am. And he stuck that helmet right under his chin and caused the fourth down.
Fourth down and 2. Warrior Run from their 40-yard line. It will be a punting situation, and Beachel set to kick in just a moment. Back deep for Mifflinburg. Deal. And we'll see if Stahl goes back. Right now it's just Deal back for Mifflinburg. So here comes Beachel. Quickly, Warrior Run hustling one player onto the field. And now they're set, and they run out of time on the, see if they got a timeout or not, because the play clock hit zeros. Nope, it's actually going to be a penalty here against Warrior Run. So we got the first mental miscue, I guess, there.
Yeah, I mean, the difference, you know, right now you see, you know, a well-oiled machine on the Wildcat side, you know, and then just a couple of mistakes with a drop pass on first down on the drive, and then a penalty here on fourth down.
So here come the Warrior Run defenders set to punt now. It's a fourth down and 7. They back it up to the 35-yard line. Beachel gets a high kick and good. Well, it's angled to the sideline, but a little too angled. It sails out of bounds. Let's see where they mark this one. And kind of walking it up the near sideline. We'll see. It hit about the 30-yard line, but with the angle, they're going to mark it out at the 40. So for the second consecutive drive, Mifflinburg will have it first and 10 from their 40. So good field position for the Wildcats with their second series.
And, Chris, I think that's just a miscue for Warrior Run, because I think Mifflinburg has to be feeling, hey, we can go down and do the same thing we did in the first drive.
Yeah, Glenn, you remember back in the playing days, you know, as a team, you know, you're never more demoralized when they score first. But then when you start doing those mental miscues, it's like, okay, somebody's got to be the leader out there and say, let's get it together and let's get it going.
So here comes Mifflinburg. It's going to be a pitch to Deal. Deal left side gets around the corner. He's got a first down into Warrior Run territory and brought down at the 47-yard line. First down, Wildcats. So two series. And moving the ball well, 4 first downs. Of course, they had that opening drive touchdown, and they now have it on the Warrior Run 47.
You know, Chris Long said it earlier, and we're seeing it early in this game, tackles. Tackling is the key right now, where Warrior Run is really, they're really suffering, and it's costing them big time. They're just tackling way too high, way up around the shoulder pads.
So first down and 10 now for the Wildcats. DeGroat under center. One receiver each side. Now Stahl's going to move in motion to the left side. It's going to be a handoff up the middle and big yardage. And a touchdown saving tackle by Nathan Michael in the secondary. Otherwise, that would have been six on the board for Mifflinburg. As was that Whitaker with the carry?
I think it was Ethan Hoy, number 23.
So a big gainer there. Now Mifflinburg on the Warrior Run 31-yard line. First down and 10. I formation for the Wildcats. Two receivers near side. Breed gets the handoff. Breed, right side, spins to about the 27-yard line and brought down there. Tackle that time on defense by Tyler Pick, the outside linebacker.
You know, I think Warrior Run's just taken by surprise right now. I mean, Mifflinburg is just coming out and they are just exploding right away, and I think that's taking them back a little bit. So somebody's got to be a leader out there and step up and slow this train down.
Second down and six, Wildcats from the Warrior Run 27. Fakes the handoff. DeGroat throws, and oh, right through the open hands there of the tight end Whitaker, and it falls incomplete. And that ball was delivered on target.
No, it definitely was. I think what happened was Tyler Pick from his outside linebacker spot just almost got a hand on the ball. I think he's a big body kid at 6'1". I think he probably shielded that ball just a little bit and caused that drop. But, yeah, again, that ball was delivered right on the money.
So third down and six coming up right now for the Wildcats from the Warrior Run 27-yard line. It is Mifflinburg 7, Warrior Run nothing. Second series here for the Wildcats. Pitch goes to Deal. Deal tries that left side, and he is going to be wrapped up. Penalty flags come out. He is dropped, but I think this might be a face mask against Warrior Run. They had the hands up high. Not sure if he had the face mask or up high on the jersey.
I think what they're going to look at is the horse collar.
So the result of the play at the moment would be a loss of about almost 10 yards on that. But let's see the penalty flags. There were several of them on the field. And it is going to be a personal foul against Warrior Run. It in there. It's going to be a face mask call. The hand was, it was tough to see whether it was on that collar of the shirt or the face mask, but that is a big, big call there against the Warrior Run defense. So now it is going to be, instead of losing 10 on the play here, we've got a first down scenario now for Mifflinburg.
Well,
this
Chris,
is going to be on the 21-yard line.
What you were talking about, you're looking for somebody to step up and make a play, and Hoyt comes through. He's going to make that tackle, but that penalty just kind of negates that play that could have gotten your defense excited.
Absolutely.
DeGroat from the shotgun, he's going to take it himself. It's a quarterback design run, right side inside the 20, 15, and lunges inside the 10 as he's tackled by Michael. But DeGroat, big carry there, and it's going to be another Mifflinburg first down to the 8.
You know, you can definitely see clear differences down here on the field. I mean, Mifflinburg has a spark. I mean, they're just, like, lit up like the 4th of July. And Warrior Run's just kind of walking around out here, you know. It's just kind of confused, you know, what's going on. And they got to be careful here to just go down 14-0, you know, with about 6 minutes left in the first. That's a big hole to climb out of.
So here comes the Wildcats looking to try and get that second score. They lead 7-0. I formation. Breed is the second back. He's the one that gets the carry right up the middle inside the 5, pounding his way to the 2-yard line. It is going to be second down and goal coming up from the, see if they've got actually probably closer to the 1-yard line.
Well, that time just up front, the two guards in the center, Stettler, Ulrich, and Dressler, they just opened that hole and did a nice job. And for as physical as Breed is, he didn't have to be physical until about 5 yards into the play.
So second down and goal from the 1. I formation, DeGroat under center, takes the snap, hands it off. It's going to be Breed, no shock there, and Breed into the end zone. It is another Wildcats touchdown, 5:12 to go in the first quarter, and Mifflinburg strikes again.
This Mifflinburg team came to play tonight, totally night and day compared to last week, and Jason said that they were able to put it all behind them. They're able to admit their mistakes and move forward, and they're certainly showing that here in the first quarter.
Last week, the first loss of the season for Mifflinburg as they lost to Danville, 35-19 ball game on the road. The extra point attempt, and we've got penalty flags coming out before Stettler was able to kick that one up and through.
You know, Chris, I think you're right. You know, I mean, from a Mifflinburg standpoint, they have the momentum. Everything is rolling. From a Warrior Run standpoint, they need a leader right now, right? We talked about how important these games are, week number four, week number five, and they need a leader to step up and say, hey, this is not insurmountable. We need to play our game and get back to what we know how to do.
So the extra point attempt backed up 5 yards here. Here's Stettler with the extra point. It is up, and it is through. We've got 5:12 to go in the first quarter. It is now Mifflinburg 14, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
A proud sponsor of WGRC is J.R. Judd Violins. J.R. Judd has been specializing in the restoration, repair, and sales of fine-stringed instruments and their bows since 1989. Located at 1964 Lycoming Creek Road in Williamsport, J.R. Judd Violins carries a complete line of instruments and accessories for string players of all ages and proficiencies. From Psalm 150, praise him with the strings and the flute. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. J.R. Judd Violins, on the web at jrjuddviolins.com. Or by phone at 321-8070.
Don, Glenn, and Chris in the first. It's Berwick 6 and Selins Grove nothing. Southern Columbia on top of Central Columbia, 6-0 in the first. And it's Mount Carmel 3 and North Schuylkill nothing in the first. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, here it's a fast start for the Wildcats at home. Mifflinburg leading Warrior Run 14-0. We've got 5:12 to go in the first quarter here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. And Stettler set to kick off, and end over end kick, and we've got penalty flags. It seems like every kick almost we've been having flags coming out here tonight. This one no exception. I think they're going to get perhaps Mifflinburg for getting a little offsides here on the kickoff.
Yeah, that whistle was going as soon as that ball got kicked, and that's usually what that means when that flag is thrown right there at the line.
Glenn, so, you know what that was? That was being way too excited to go. They just wanted to tear off, and they didn't realize they had to wait for their kicker.
That's right. Important that things in the proper sequence in all of life, but also on special teams on the football field. So they'll now place it on the 35-yard line, and Stettler does it again, and this time line drive kick. It's going to be zeroed right in at the 15-yard line, 20, 25, 30, 35, and brought down close to that 39-yard line. So some good field position for Warrior Run, and I guess that's one of the things if you want to try and, you know, establish something, get the ship uprighted here for Warrior Run, starting off with good field position, good kick return, that's a good start to that.
Absolutely. If I'm Remington, I'm coming into the huddle and I'm saying, listen, guys, we did some things well on that first drive. We had guys open. We had some good runs. Let's just get back to it. And let's see what they come out with. I mean, Hoyt had some nice runs in that first on that first drive. The offensive line did a nice job creating some holes. They just need to be able to get those first downs and keep their offense moving so that they can gain that confidence, the confidence that Mifflinburg has gained on their first two drives.
Well, before we get a chance to see the Warrior Run with their second drive, Mifflinburg calls a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more in a moment. It's Mifflinburg 14, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Mosser's Ag Service and Repair of Montgomery is supporting WGRC. Owner Mike Mosser performs on-location small and large tractor repair. He also works on implements and provides welding fabrication. From Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Located at 138 Snorrytown Road near Montgomery, the phone number is 570-560-9273. And on Facebook at Mosser's Ag Service and Repair.
High School Football Action on WGRC.
And it's a first down carry for Warrior Run across the 40-yard line and brought down just shy of the 42. That's going to be a gain of about 3 yards here. We'll call it second down. That'll give them two on this one. They'll say second down and eight after that. So ball placed right on that 41-yard line. Warrior Run looking at second and eight. Big moment here, trailing 14-0 at Mifflinburg. Wildcats coming in tonight 3-1. Warrior Run at 2-2 on the season. One receiver to each side. Quarterman, shotgun two behind him in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Gerhardt. Gerhardt's got a little bit of room. He gets to the 45, so it's going to be a gain of about four. That will set up a third down and four.
Yeah, Don, Mason Bree going back in the game here. LJ Simpson was in for him there on a play. They were
looking at his hand, trying to tape up that thumb. It wasn't really working. They put the glove on, decided to tape it from the outside. So we'll see how that affects him going forward.
So Breed in at that linebacker position once again. Warrior run coming up. Third down and four from their 45-yard line. Had a three and out on their first series, looking to try and get their first down of the game. Quarterman takes the snap, hands it off again. This time it's going to be Bauer, and Bauer gets the right side, and there is, let's see if they, yes, indeed, he does just have enough for the first down. Needed four, picked up about four and a half. First down, Warrior run.
Yeah, and that's the confidence that you need to have in your offensive line if you're Warrior run, to say, hey, Hoyt Bauer's back. We've got a lot of weapons, but on third and four, we don't have to throw the football. We can run the football to get that first down, and they did that.
So first down and 10 now coming up for the Warrior run defenders. Ball on their 49-yard line. It's a gold out here tonight at Mifflinburg. A lot of a color you don't typically see at Mifflinburg. But gold shirts here for raising awareness and funds against pediatric cancer. So a great cause, community bonding together here tonight. Bauer gets another handoff. He's across midfield and then tackled in at the 49-yard line of Mifflinburg. That's going to be a gain of two.
That was just a little misdirection. The left guard pulled and Hoyt kind of started out to his left and then just made a nice little cutback. But give Mifflinburg's defense a lot of credit. They are swarming to the football and doing a nice job of bringing guys down.
Second down and eight. 3:03 to go. First quarter here from Mifflinburg. Wildcats leading Warrior run 14-0. Two touchdown runs already for Mason Breed tonight. Two receivers far side, one near side. Handoff is going to be again to Boyer, and he is going to be tripped up. He had a lot of open field. He is still going to get a gain of almost five here as he's brought down at the 44-yard line of Mifflinburg. But if that ankle tackle there doesn't happen, Glenn, he's got a lot of room.
No, again, just a nice, simple off-tackle run to the left. And, you know, give Mifflinburg credit. Chris, I didn't see who came up with that tackle, but that is a touchdown, I think, saving tackle because he had a lot of green in front of him.
That was actually Ethan Hoy on the tackle here on the outside. And I think he was breathing a sigh of relief that his shoestring tackle worked.
So just it's a short third down and four coming up. Let's see if they keep it on the ground or if Warrior run goes to the air. Quarterman at quarterback takes that shotgun snap. Quick handoff. It's going to be Bauer once again, and he is near a first down. I think he's going to be just a little shy. He's going to be put down right about the 42.
He's got to go out, though. He lost his helmet on that play.
Right at the bottom of the pile there, right about the last moment. He was kind of trying to stretch out. Helmet comes off. He's looking fine as he heads to the sideline, but as you mentioned, does need to come out. Beachel comes in. So Beachel and Gerhardt will be the running backs for this fourth down and about a yard. Gerhardt, the slightly bigger of the backs, but
yeah, let's see. You know, they're going to put Beachel in the backfield. They can have, you know, a number of different things.
And it's going to be a quarterback keeper, and if he got a yard, that's going to be about it. Let's see where that spot, they're going to put it really close. Glenn, this might require a measurement as Quarterman did get a little, a pretty good spot there perhaps to the inside the 41, close to the 40. That's going to be a first down Warrior run.
Yeah, I know the Mifflinburg side wants a, you know, they want a measurement on that. But the momentum, I thought from up here, it clearly was momentum, got him almost to the 40-yard line, and he really only had to get to the 39. So I think that's just a good job by the officials. Yes, listen, give those offensive linemen credit because there was certainly a surge there for Warrior run.
So first down and 10 coming up, Warrior run from there, from the Mifflinburg 41-yard line, just shy of the 40. Quarterman fakes, rolls right, throws, and on target. Ball comes out. Was it actually controlled? Mifflinburg gets it, and they are going to say it is Wildcats football, I believe.
Well, Chris Long is motioning incomplete, and, boy, that was kind of bang-bang. I mean, it's tough to tell up here, but they're going to –
they're conferring on this one right now. I don't know if we've had an official.
No, yep.
They're just going to say Mifflinburg football. I'm not sure he had control of it either, but nonetheless, they're going to say it was caught and then fumbled, and the Wildcats get a big break. That halts Warrior Run's drive.
I couldn't see from up here when the ball started to come out, but the receiver certainly tried to turn. You know, as soon as he caught it, he's turning upfield, and I think that kind of football move is, you know, what makes that a fumble versus an incomplete pass.
So ball on the 29-yard line. Mifflinburg with their third series. It is going to be DeGroat rolling to his right, looking downfield. Fires caught by Stahl at the 35, and he Tucks down at the 36.
Got a flag on the far side of the field there, Don.
Right at the 30-yard line. Check on this one. And
you know, while we wait on that, something to come back to. I mean, I'm not about controversy, but I tell you, that last series where Warrior Run went for it, I was standing down here on the field looking across the field, and that ball was a good yard past the sticks, at least a half a yard. And they still signaled for them to go for it on fourth down. So not sure what was going on with that, but definitely cost Warrior Run some series of downs there.
This penalty is going to be against the Wildcats. So it's going to be now backed up 5 yards. So it'll be first down and 15 coming up here for Mifflinburg. Mifflinburg at leading Warrior Run 14-0. We're in the final minute of this first quarter. Right now 40 seconds and counting on the clock. Play clock's at 6. Mifflinburg now realize they got to hustle up to the line of scrimmage. They're not going to get this off. Well, maybe. Just barely before that play clock hit 0. A quick snap and a run to the left. Not much on that play. In fact, it's going to be a loss of a couple yards. And, you know, maybe a moment you just have to call that timeout in that scenario. But it's going to be second down and a bunch coming up now for Mifflinburg.
Go ahead, Glenn.
No, I was just going to say the guys on that, on that far side with, you know, with Welliver and Grady, and couldn't tell if it was Reisner or if it was Baker on that far side. They did a nice job of extending that run, forcing him to kind of belly it out, and they swarm tackled him on that side. Nice job on that front.
So we've hit the end of the first quarter. Our score, Mifflinburg 14. It's Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Jesus said in John 4:14, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and Recore Charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
Don, Glenn, and Chris in the first. It's Jersey Shore 13 and Chickalamy nothing. Shamokin leading Lewisburg 6-0 in the first. In the Battle of the Bridge, it's Montoursville leading Loyal Sox 7-0. Bloomsburg and South Williamsport, they're tied at 0 after 1. Milton leading Danville 6-0 in the first. And Montgomery leading Columbia Montour Votech 21-0 in the first. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate the scores throughout the course of the night, as always. And here tonight it is Mifflinburg with the fast start, 14-0 lead over Warrior Run. And here is Mifflinburg facing a second down and 17 from their 22. DeGroote rolls right, looks, throws, caught at the 34 and out of bounds right about the 35-yard line. So from second and 17, Glenn, this turns into a very manageable third and four scenario coming up here for the Wildcats.
No, absolutely. Jacob Bingaman did a nice job on his route, pushing vertical. The safety didn't know, is he going to go cut to the post? Is he making an out cut? Is he going to run a fly right by me? Bingaman did a nice job of settling that route down, snapping it off, creating a lot of space for DeGroote to get him that football. Nice job.
Well, they're actually going to have him out at the 33, so that's going to make a third down and 6. Still manageable scenario here, given it was a second and 17. DeGroote under center, stalls in motion. Handoff is going to be to Breed, and Breed's going to just straight up the field to the 40-yard line. That is a first down, Wildcats. You know, when it comes to running backs, of course, we center on the District 4 as we cover our high school football game of the week. I think of Gage Garcia at Southern, Max Moyers at Lewisburg, and you take Mason Breed here. We could probably put some others into the conversation for sure. Some pretty good running back activity in the District 4. It's got to rival anything you'll find around the state.
Yeah, absolutely.
So first down and 10, Wildcats early in the second quarter. DeGroote under center. Another fake handoff now to Breed. DeGroote rolls, throws, and he's got a completion just shy of midfield, and across midfield is Whitaker, and the tight end has it now on the Warrior Run 46-yard line. That is going to be another first down, Wildcats. And, Coach Jason Dressler said part of the mission was to be able to throw the football. So far, mission accomplished for the Wildcats.
Listen, based on what I'm seeing, I'm shocked by what I heard about last week's game and Mifflinburg's inability to throw the football. I mean, that time DeGroote just does kind of a half roll. The offensive line sets up a nice pocket. He's able to wait for the tight end to come across on a drag route. Picture perfect.
Last week he didn't have time. Tonight he certainly has. His line's coming through big. Breed with a handoff up the middle. And a two or three would be tacklers. And then Breed again finds a way to lunge forward. There is a penalty flag on this play. If the play stands, this is going to be a gain of about four or so. Looks like Warrior run 42, maybe five. And instead it's going to be a penalty here against the Wildcats. I'll back it up.
You know, something, Chris, if I'm Warrior Run's coaching staff, you know, that time Ahmad Keys has a hold of the ball and he's trying to rip out the ball, all while Mason Breed is taking him yard after yard down the field, right? I mean, he's not a guy that's going to give up that football. Get him down to the ground because you're just surrendering yards.
Yeah, you just got to go low. You just got to, you know, cut him down like a tree and just go low. I mean, you may give up two or three, but it's better than giving up six, seven, or eight at a clip. You know, it's much more manageable.
So now it's going to be a first down and 15 after the penalty is walked off from Mifflinburg's own 49-yard line. Stall in motion right to left. Pitch. It's going to be Deal coming to the left and wrapped up and brought down that time at midfield. Good tackle as it was Bauer with the tackle. Gain of two. It'll be second and 13 now for the Wildcats.
I was just watching the body language down here again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm just amazed at where we're running right now. It's just kind of like walking through the motions. It's kind of like, okay, guys, you know, let's go. It's definitely not what you were seeing when they were attacking Montoursville at Montoursville.
One receiver each side. DeGroat comes up under center, stalls in motion now. He comes to the near side as well. Quick handoff up the middle, and this is going to be powering inside the 40 to the 35-yard line. Big run right up the gut for Mifflinburg.
Right, and Chris,
boy with the carry.
Chris, to your point, you know, working in an athletics department there at Lycoming, I was having a conversation with one of our coaches today who was talking about when their lacrosse team, they were playing, you know, Syracuse when he was in college, and he talked about kind of expounding all of the energy that they had against Syracuse, and they came back a week later and just didn't play like themselves and lost to a team that maybe they shouldn't have.
Maybe the same. Here's the handoff. Breed up the middle. He's got room inside the 30, and then he's cut down at the 25-yard line. That's going to be close to a gain of 10. Might just be just shy of the first down. So second down and very short now coming up for Mifflinburg, already leading by two scores.
Just to finish that thought, right, sometimes games can be so physical, it's difficult as a team to rebound. You know, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily what happened. I think as coaches, you know, it's good. They're the best ones who can evaluate that. But, you know, that might be what we see in terms of what you poured out last week and just trying to get guys back and geared up for, you know, for this week.
And both teams realize the importance of this one here tonight. Four receivers set here right now for Mifflinburg. DeGroat back to throw, pumps, goes deep, going for Stahl into the end zone, and that is a touchdown.
Beautiful ball by DeGroat.
25-yard touchdown strike as DeGroat finds Stahl, another score for Mifflinburg.
It's just a simple hitch and go, and DeGroat was back there. He gave it a beautiful pump fake, and that time Stahl just goes right around Beachel. That ball is put out there. It was awesome from a sense of Stahl had to lay out for it. Makes a beautiful diving catch into the end zone. Great pitch and catch.
So 8:16 to go here in the first half. And here comes the extra point attempt by Stettler. It is up and it is good. With 8:16 to go in the half, it is now Mifflinburg in control. 21-0 lead over Warrior Run on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving Columbia County and all of Central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Don, Glenn, and Chris, early in the second, it's Sealands Grove 7 and Berwick 6. Montoursville leading Loyal Sauk 14-0 in the second, down the Battle of the Bridge. And Jim Thorpe leading Midwest 14-0 in the second. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, a bit of a surprise here is not that Mifflinburg's leading, but the way that they're leading. 21-0 over Warrior Run. Kickoff is going to not get out of bounds, but it picked up at the 20-yard line, but I think the player had his foot out of bounds. The return man was hoping it was going to go out of bounds, and Glenn literally stopped a foot shy of going out of bounds, and that point picked it up, but he had one of his feet out of bounds. So not a great field position here for the defenders with this third series. They'll have it on their own 19.
Just kind of feels like how the night is going for Warrior Run. He's over there thinking it's going to go out of bounds, so he's watching it. And then when he picks it up, he's already standing out of bounds and can't even have a chance to return the football. Just a difficult start.
Well, Warrior Run's had the ball twice. First was a three and out. Then they got a couple of first downs, started getting rolling, but then the fumble on the second series. And Mifflinburg so far, three touchdowns, two on the ground by Breed, one through the air. Here comes the defenders trying to get themselves together. Bauer would have had the handoff, but instead penalty flag comes out, and it's going to be against the defenders. So Warrior Run going to back up another five. So, you know, you have difficult field position on the 19. First down, you have that penalty. Now you're looking at first and 15 from the 14-yard line. The math is just not adding up for Warrior Run right now.
Now you're going the wrong way, and again, going back to Chris's point, you got to have a leader who steps in and says, hey, fellas, right, we've got to get back in this football game.
Beachel split out near side. One receiver to the far side. This is going to be a handoff up the middle. Bauer's got some room. 20, 25, pops it to the outside. 40, 45, midfield. To the Mifflinburg 36-yard line. Well, that will get things rolling.
There's your spark.
And indeed, Bauer back from injury, out the last 2 weeks with a hamstring, but he is a big playmaker for them, big and fast, and he showed the speed there.
Well, that time Mifflinburg just had everybody creeping up to the line of scrimmage, and all the right side of the offensive line had to do was create that crease. And once Hoyt got past that line of scrimmage, there was really nobody there to come up and make a tackle. And he was able to do just some fancy running to get to the outside and showed off his speed.
First and 10 now. Warrior Run trying to get on track. Two receivers, one each side. Handoff again goes to Bauer. Bauer inside the 35. To the 35, now pushing forward to about the 32. That's going to be a gain of 4 yards. Second down and 6 coming up.
Tell you what, you see a new attitude out of Warrior Run. Just getting a big spark play, fighting to get the extra yards on the run, getting a big push. We'll see how that shakes out here, but for Warrior Run, that's exactly what you need. For Mifflinburg, you don't want to be overconfident. Just slow your guys down. You give up one big play, but you say, hey, let's stop them here.
So here is Warrior Run right now, second down and 6 from the Mifflinburg 32. Quarterman, set back, takes the snap, hands it off to Bauer once again up the middle inside that 30, close to the 29-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 3, trying to stay on schedule here as a lot of ground and pound right now. Third down, and this is going to be a long 3 coming up right now for the defenders.
Yeah, trying to see, from a third down perspective, I would assume that this is four down territory. And so, do you give, a chance maybe to try and go to the air here, knowing you might run it on fourth down, trying to get maybe a mod in gear a little bit? We'll see.
Quarterman set to take that snap. Going to hand it off once again to Bauer into the 29-yard line. That's maybe a gain of about a half yard, just a little draw up the middle. Tried a little misdirection on that play, but not much. This is going to be fourth down, and huge moment here with 6.5 minutes to go in the first half.
And I know for our listeners, you're like, why, Glenn, why would you want to go away from the run and do something else? Because now Mifflinburg's going to start to key on number 26,
exactly,
and Hoyt Bauer. And that's why doing something else on third down and trying to get it out to Beachel or Ahmad Keys or doing some kind of speed sweep to get the attention off of Hoyt to be able to come back to him now on fourth down. That's why I would have suggested that on third down. But we'll see what they dial up.
Two receivers going far side, including Keys, and have not seen a Riley Daubert out there. There is going to be a timeout here by Warrior Run. Instead, it's Colton Pennycoff, who's there at the wide receiver position. Well, timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second timeout as well. It's Mifflinburg 21, Warrior Run nothing on the high school football game of the week.
WGRC is grateful for the support of the Pine Barn Inn of Danville. Located at the base of Geisinger Medical Center campus, the inn's guest rooms feature Wi-Fi and individual climate control. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the Pine Barn Inn also hosts meetings, banquets, and events. Their wedding packages include planning assistance as well as lodging for the bride and groom. On the web at pinebarninn.com, their phone number is 570-275-2071.
Don, Glenn, and Chris in the first. It's Bloomsburg 7 and South Williamsport nothing. And Mount Carmel now leading North Schuylkill 10-7 in the second. Now back to you.
Trips far side for Warrior Run. Quarterman is going to be pressured, and he is going to be sacked back at the 37-yard line. The Wildcats come up with a big defensive stop there on fourth down, and Warrior Run stalls the drive with 5:50 to go. Mifflinburg leads this 21-0. They have the football back on their 36.
And that's just the situation, guys, where Remington needs to know you don't take a sack in that situation, right? You know, that's just one of those. It's fourth down. Whatever you have to do, put the ball up in the air on the outside. You know, even if you're starting to feel pressure, if they intercept it, it's just like a punt.
So Warrior Run did get a big run from Bauer, but not a touchdown. Mifflinburg, three touchdowns on their first three drives. Here they are with their fourth opportunity. DeGroat back to throw. He's pressured. He's going to step up, and he's got room. 40, 45, midfield. He is to the 40. Look at the Jets. He turns it on at the 20 and then out of bounds near the 15. And there is a quarterback that's got some speed.
Boy, that was impressive. You know, I mean, he had a guy streaking across the field. Everything was moving left to right, and he was looking at it. But as the pocket broke down, he was just able to step up, find a lot of opening to his left, and then you're right, he turned on the Jets and showed everybody here, hey, you know, I can run the football too.
He came in tonight, 127 yards on the ground, four touchdowns, and that a big, big run. And it's going to be first down. Wildcats from the 18. Breed up the middle inside the 15 and pounds to about the 13-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about five there for Breed on first down.
So, Glenn, you and Don talked about it earlier, but this is exactly what we're seeing. This is the storyline of the game. Mifflinburg able to mix up the pass and the run, able to get big clips of yards at a time, and, you know, we're run just not quite mixing it up, and we're seeing what the difference in the mentalities is right now.
Here comes the Wildcats, I formation, DeGroat under center. He's going to hand it off to Breed again. Breed tries that left side. He's inside the 10, and he's going to be brought down about the 7-yard line. Tackle made that time by Nathan Michael, the safety.
Yeah, and, you know, what Mifflinburg's advantage is, for anybody who's played football, you know that playing on the offensive side, right, you gain momentum, and on the defensive side, you get worn down, and Warrior Run's defense has been out there, and as they rotate guys in, they're getting worn down, and it's difficult, even more difficult, to stop a guy like Breed when you're sucking wind.
First and goal from the 6. Handoff, Breed inside the 5, and he is going to be brought down at the 3. And a big tackle that time from Hayden Baker, the defensive end, the senior, able to wrap him up and bring Breed down. But still, a good gain, second down and goal from the 3 coming up.
And Warrior Run not able to tackle at the first point of contact. I'm seeing a lot of guys that just don't want to go after Mason until the second level. And, you know, I know when I played, we had a running back that was the same size. And, you know, it's a load coming at you, but you got to go low.
DeGroat under center. Fakes a handoff, comes to Breed now, and Breed is going to be brought down, but second effort, he's in. I thought he was almost down, but apparently kept the knees up, and Breed with the second effort, it's his third touchdown of the night, this time from 3 yards out.
Yeah, guys, you know, as impressive as Mason is, you know, Tyler Camp and Gabriel Stetler just doing a phenomenal job on that drive, opening things up on that left side.
All Mifflinburg here tonight. It's now 27-0. Extra point attempt coming up from Stetler. It is up, and it is good. 3:55 to go in the first half. It's now Mifflinburg 28, Warrior Run nothing on the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Pondus Farms is helping to sponsor this high school football game of the week, located at 270 White Church Road near Elysburg, featuring a farm market with seasonal produce, canned foods, frozen foods, and baked goods, along with an on-site restaurant, banquet facility, outdoor event space, and catering service, open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 8 to 7. Pondus Farms of Elysburg, on the web at pondusfarms.com.
Don Glenn and Chris, and back and forth they go. It's now Berwick 9 and Sealands Grove 7 in the second, and Southern Columbia leading Central Columbia still in the first there, 20-0. I think it's homecoming there. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, here it is all Mifflinburg. The Wildcats at home, 28-0, leading Warrior Run. Mifflinburg coming in tonight at 3-1. Warrior Run 2-2 on the season. End-over-end kick fielded at the 22-yard line to the 25. Trying to come all the way across the field, not really able to get to the corner. It's going to be at the 29-yard line that Warrior Run will have it, first down in 10. And, Glenn, you know, we've got inside of 4 minutes to go, so a lot of time for this drive. And trailing by four scores, you know, you've got the logistics of the math on the scoreboard, important for Warrior Run to get points, but just to get into the half with something positive on offense, they've had a couple big plays, just nothing to show for it yet.
Yeah, they need to score on this drive. They get the ball coming out of the second half, right? This is a must-score drive if you have any hopes of getting back in this football game.
Trips far side, Quarterman, quarterback. He's got Bauer behind him. Takes the snap, quick throw, caught. Missed one tackle, crossed the 30, 35, and that's going to be close. And in fact, it will be a first down near the 40-yard line. Quick pass and catch. Well executed there.
Yeah, Nathan Michael did a nice job. Just a simple bubble screen. You've got a trips formation, and you just take the snap, and you're pitching it out there. Easy pitch and catch. Did a nice job making one guy miss and then getting enough for that first down. That's what I like about mixing it up on first down. Being able to get things outside, that's going to open up the middle for Hoyt Bauer.
So four first downs now for Warrior Run. They have it on their 40-yard line. Trips now near side. Warrior Run is working left to right. Throws, and off Key's hands is picked off. Coming touchdown. The other way. It is going to be Deal with a score. Huge interception return as the ball went off the hands of Keys, and Deal opportunistically takes it for a pick six.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I know what Remington saw. He saw Ahmad Keys uncovered in the slot, and he's just trying to get it there, and he just delivered the ball just a little bit too high, and Ahmad can only get one hand up there, and he just tips it up there. And listen, that thing is like a loaf of bread coming down into that safety's arms.
So big play with 3:02 to go. Touchdown made by the Mifflinburg defense. Extra point is up, and it is through. So Stettler, 4-for-4 on those point after attempts. With 3:02 to go in the first half, it's now Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing on the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
Don Glenn and Chris in the second. It's Jersey Shore 20 and Chickalamy nothing, and Wellsboro and Hughesville are knotted at 7 apiece early in the second. Now back to you.
Well, a big surprise here. Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing. 3:02 to go in this first half. Kickoff going to be fielded at the 12. 20-yard line. Bauer trying to turn it around. Trying to get to the far side corner, doesn't get there. He's going to be brought down right about the 25-yard line. First down and 10 coming up for Warrior Run.
Glenn, I'm interested to know your thoughts here. What's the idea with Warrior Run here? I mean, they're going side to side and not vertical, which is costing them a ton of yards and just not getting anywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you catch that football on a return, right, you know, if you have to go lateral, the likelihood is it's not going well for you. You want to get north and south, meaning vertical, on those returns.
Trips near side for Warrior Run, goes back to the air, going to be caught, 25, 30-yard line, little sidestep to the 32, and brought down there, big open field tackle by DeGroat.
And, you know, just going back to that, you know, just a lot of things certainly at play tonight. One of the missing factors is Riley Daubert. You know, we thought he was going to be playing tonight coming into the game, but he's not. And missing him, they have to have Hoyt Bauer back there to return kicks. And so, no, your running back is not on the sideline getting a breather before he has to come in and carry that load, right? He's back there trying to return a kick. And so just a number of things not working in the defender's favor tonight.
Two receivers each side. 2:12 to go in this first half. Quarterman going deep, and the receiver knocked down, and penalty flag comes out as Penikoff, who's getting more time in there at receiver due to the fact that Daubert is not in tonight. He went down. There was contact in the secondary. This is going to go against Mifflinburg.
Just a mental mistake by Mifflinburg there. You know, you live and learn.
Very possible that may have been overthrown anyway. Hard to tell for sure, but penalty flag does come out, and this is going to be against Mifflinburg. So first down coming up here for the defenders. Still time for this drive. They have two timeouts to work with, trailing 35-0. By the way, be listening for a special halftime featured interview. We'll be hearing from former Bucknell Bison head football coach Joe Susan. I have that special halftime in just a bit. Two receivers set each side here. Fakes a throw. Instead, it's going to be a handoff. Bauer up the middle across midfield. Still on his feet. Powers his way to the Mifflinburg 46-yard line. And that time, we see a good finish to the run there for Hoyt Bauer, the senior. Had some good runs here tonight. Right now, the Mifflinburg 46.
Carrying that football, you know, way run, just, you know, they do so well when Hoyt is carrying that football, and he likes to deliver blows himself.
Second down and four. Four receivers, throws, and it's going to be picked off again. Off target, trying to find Beachel on the near sideline, and it's picked.
I think there was some miscommunication there between quarterback and receiver. Receiver broke inside, quarterback was expecting him to break outside, and that's why you get the pick.
Miller with the interception and two interceptions now, back-to-back drives for Warrior Run, and Mifflinburg has it with 1:31 to go in the half. Ball on the 42-yard line, first down and 10.
Listen, fellas, I'm telling you right now, if I'm DeGroat, I get in that huddle and I'm saying we can score again, fellas.
Yep, keep the foot on the gas.
They are 4-for-4 on drive so far. Three touchdowns by Breed on the ground and one big pass as well. DeGroat to stall earlier. Here's a fake handoff. DeGroat back to throw, looking downfield, goes for stall, and he's got it. And he's going to be down to the 35-yard line in the secondary. The safety there going for the pick, missed that, and that leaves open field for stall to do some more damage, and he gets to the 35.
Yeah, that was just a gamble by Nathan Michael. That time he broke on the football, saw it coming, saw the drag route coming across, just couldn't make the interception.
So here come the Wildcats on the move again. They call a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Back with more second quarter action coming up. The Wildcats 35, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Get fired up. The Regional High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Mifflinburg first down and 10. Here's a handoff to Breed. Breed left side. Stiff arm inside the 30, and then he powers his way to about the 20-yard line. See where they mark him out. Just shy of the 20. It's going to be another first down carry for Mason Breed, using the stiff arm effectively and continues the power. And every time a defender goes to try and bring him down, they feel it at the end for sure.
Yeah, Colton Penikoff that time felt the weight of that stiff arm. But, again, he's coming up top. It's like, I'm going to tackle you around the shoulders. And Mason
no,
just says, no.
No, you're really not. I formation, handoff Breed. Breed bounces off a would-be tackler or two and awkwardly going down at about the 15-yard line.
I tell you what, I'm not being derogatory when I say this, but to watch him down here on the field, it literally is like watching a man among boys down here. I mean, he's just a beast when he blasts through there.
59 seconds to go in the first half. Timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here for this one as it's Mifflinburg 35. We've got Warrior Run nothing. And, you know, coming in tonight, just talking about the fact we had two teams here seemingly balanced. In fact, if you use a common opponent of Danville, each team came up short against Danville, but almost identical scores that they lost. And seeing this as a big game, midway point of the season, this is week five of the high school football season, and Warrior Run here at 2-2, Mifflinburg at 3-1, expecting something a little different, but credit Mifflinburg, just coming out with the energy and exactly what they wanted to do, and that was start off mixing it up, throwing on downs that normally you'd see them run, and Glenn, it's just kept Warrior Run on their heels the whole night.
Yeah, they're unpredictable, and to me it looks like Warrior Run came out thinking they're going to pound it inside, which they have done, but that's not how they started, and Mifflinburg has shown their balanced attack.
Four receivers, DeGroat looking, goes for stall, caught at the 10, and out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Beachell with the tackle, but not before another 7 yards of real estate covered here by the Wildcats. Been offensively just a totally different story. Again, we had their game a week ago, and they had some bright moments on the ground and against Danville, but not with the same kind of energy level and mix of play calling as we've seen tonight. First and goal from the 5. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. DeGroat gets inside that 5, but he's going to be tripped up shy of the end zone. 45 seconds and counting, and Mifflinburg trying to preserve that final timeout that they have.
Well, guys, we haven't really talked about it, but momentum oftentimes is everything, right? I mean, in football, it's that 12th man on the field, and Mifflinburg got that momentum early, and Warrior Run started just kind of digging that hole with some early mistakes, inability to create first downs.
25 seconds left to play in this opening half. Breed up the middle, and Breed is going to be stopped. Gobble up with no extra yardage after the contact there, something we don't see too often. That will force Mifflinburg to use their final timeout. So 15 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break. The score, it's Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
High school football action on WGRC.
And we're in the closing moments here of the first half. 15 seconds to go. Mifflinburg leading Warrior Run 35-0. It is a third down and goal from the 4-yard line. DeGroat fakes the handoff, rolls right, looking, goes for the corner, and just leads his receiver too far. It's going to fall incomplete, trying to find Riley Stahl, who had a step, kind of curling towards that far side of the end zone, but just led a little too far by his quarterback.
Yeah, that time DeGroat, he's rolling out to his right, and as a quarterback, I always liked it when I could get my shoulders kind of around. That time he's actually falling away from the pass, which is why he led him far out right.
So it's going to be now fourth down and goal coming up. We'll see if Mifflinburg opts to go for it or opts for a field goal.
I just sent Ethan Hoy in for Mifflinburg, so let's see how they use him here.
Well, they are lining up to go for it here. So coming up under center is DeGroat. Hoy and Breed in the backfield. It is going to be a fake. DeGroat keeps it himself, and he is going to be throwing it, and it's going to fall incomplete. But penalty flags are out with 3 seconds left to go here in the first half. Let's see if Mifflinburg is able to have this down over or not. Again, coming up at the half, we're going to have a special featured conversation with former Bucknell Bison head football coach Joe Susan. Penalty is going to be against Mifflinburg, and it's going to be declined. So Warrior Run will take over on down. So again, we'll have the interview with Joe Susan on the way. We'll also be sharing the scores with you, and we'll recap what's been a heavy offensive performance here tonight by the Wildcats.
You know, and if there's one positive for where a run, I mean, your defense is able to hold there. You get the penalty, which stops the extra touchdown. You go into half. You're down 35-0, but you have one positive to build on coming out, getting the ball in the second half.
I should like his spirit of optimism and enthusiasm there. I like it, Chris.
Well, you know, you got to try it.
Sometimes talking to yourself mentally important. I know you're getting ready to talk to head football coach Chris Long here in a moment, though I'm sure this halftime score, it is Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing here on this high school football game of the week on WGRC. And it's been an impressive performance tonight for Mifflinburg. Of course, they're going to want to keep that momentum in the second half. And for Warrior Run, you know, trying to just flip things around and just starting one step at a time and not try and get all 35 points back at once. Let's see what Chris Long has to say here. We go down to Chris Miller on the field.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, first half didn't go how you want it, but you talked about it before the game, tackling, playing position. So how do you bounce back and dig out of this hole here?
One play at a time. You just got to take it one play at a time, and football is a game of ups and downs, so we got to get some ups in the second half here.
You didn't have Daubert out there in the first half. How's he doing?
Coach's decision. He won't be playing.
All right, Coach. Best of luck.
All right, that's head football coach Chris Long. Again, Warrior Run trailing right now at the half. It's Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing here at the half. And Glenn, you know, it's been all Wildcats. Very impressive performance for them. But again, just one half in, another half to go.
Yeah, I mean, for our listeners, you know, we've talked about, you know, some missed tackles and, you know, a few mistakes here or there for the defenders. In my opinion, this is more about the Wildcat train that got rolling early, and they just have not stopped. They've been impressive on the offensive line to their passing attack, and obviously Mason is just doing a heck of a job, you know, in the backfield picking up yards. And so, to me, it was a Wildcat first half more so than, you know, Warrior Run, you know, making mistakes or things like that.
Well, we have plenty coming up at the half. We'll have an exciting second half, no doubt, as well. And keep an ear out for head football coach Joe Susan, former Bucknell Bison coach. We'll have that conversation in just a few moments. We're at the half, and the score is Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing, here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Culpmont.
And WGRC.com.
Vreeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453 on the web at vreelandsharley.com.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
If you're the father or father figure of a 7 to 17-year-old boy, the Born to be Brave Tour has the answers you're looking for. Born to be Brave is a live stage event that celebrates true biblical man stuff. Join us for a night of adventure. Live worship featuring the Alan Scott Band, The Wheel of Destruction, and 1,000 ping pong balls.
Coming to Calvary Church in Bowlesburg, Friday, October 4th at 6:30 p.m.
For more info, go to borntobebravetour.com.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC, the halftime interview.
With former head football coach at Bucknell University and other locations as well, talking with Joe Susan. Joe, thanks for taking some time out to join us.
Don. It's great to be here with you. And high school football is one of the best things we have in America.
So much that takes place on the field, but also off the field, and the growth that happens. I know you coached, obviously, at Bucknell a couple of times and other locations as well, including Rutgers, Princeton, Gettysburg. As a coach through that time, you know, was that just as satisfying to know you could actually walk through life with young men as they were a part of your program, in addition to just teaching and coaching on the field?
Very much so. They come to us in a critical time in their growth from a personal standpoint, but also from a spiritual standpoint. And some come to us with a very strong spiritual background. Some come to us open to the influence we might have on them.
What are some of those ways you found yourself to be effective as a coach when it comes to having influence, just in helping somebody grow in their life? Because obviously you want to be respectful of boundaries and working in that kind of a position. But I know there's a platform and opportunities. Where did you find it to be most effective?
The group mentality has been an important part of what we do. And we do not try to influence someone who doesn't want to be open to what we consider is important spiritually. And one of the things I've always done, you know, I grew up before and after a game, we say the Lord's Prayer. That's part of what we do. But having devotionals, supporting the Bible studies amongst the young men on our team. And it's interesting to see how many student athletes at our school are part of that Bible study. I've always gone by the philosophy that somewhere along the way, I'm going to meet the Lord, and he's going to ask me a question that goes, you've had the potential or you've had the opportunity to influence a number of people along your walk through college football coaching. You ever tell them about me? And I am not going to say no.
Good perspective there. Probably whether a coach or not, that's a perspective all of us should have. The matter of coaching, what's been maybe the biggest challenge through the different stops that you've had, the schedule or just the, what's been maybe some of the biggest things you've had to kind of work through to overcome it?
Things that are judged most critically are your wins and losses. But the influence you have on the young man as he grows from who he is as a high school student. Very often as a high school student coming into our program, they come in never having experienced failure. And I think that's an important thing, that speaking with them one-on-one, but also transcending the group where everybody understands that everyone is important and everyone has value. And I think that's important. And I think that goes back to what the Bible tells us about in the long run, everything will even out. But the challenges have been the mentality of the 17 to 23-year-old male. We meet these young men as 15 and 16-year-olds, getting to know them, but also getting to know their family and the background of the family. And some are very open about their faith. Some we have to respect them. But they're all, them not being part of, or not being people of faith. And but all are welcome in our program, and all are welcome as an even part of our program. Sometimes the discipline, love, but tough love. But it all goes back to my philosophy, and I try to teach our coaches this as well. You don't treat them all equally, but you treat them fairly. And that too goes back to the Bible.
This pressure that sometimes comes along with athletics, but you know, such opportunity and things too, and fun that can happen. You mentioned the love of high school football and such a big thing around here. There can be pressure with that. And maybe for parents that are listening right now, maybe they've got a young person who's really starting to get interested in athletics and wants to do well and achieve well. What would be your encouragement for, you know, a family that has sports at, you know, part of the activities that they're involved in, to keep things in the right perspective? Maybe there are those aspirations to play in some college. Most aren't able to or don't have that opportunity, but you know, there might be that desire. What would be your encouragement for that family thinking through and trying to walk through that?
I think one of the most important things that has at times been sacrificed is understanding that as a in high school football, probably from a 14-year-old to a 17 or 18-year-old. They're going through many changes, and some of those changes they struggle with. And being a part of a team is an important thing because you're going to be a part of a team for the rest of your lives. And it might be your high school team, your college team, but when you go to college, being a part of that campus, you go into employment, being an employee or ultimately becoming an employee, but most important, being a part of a family. And there are many parallels on a team that are comparable to being a part of a family and understanding what it is to be a good husband or wife, to be a good father or mother. And a lot of that comes back to understanding that we're all part of a bigger picture, and whether it's a team, a family, or a part of God's flock. And trying to work the way I've always felt the golden rule is an important part of what we do. Mm-hmm. Trying to work to reinforce that amongst younger people who are at times pressured by the sense they've got to get a scholarship. Relax and enjoy, because once this day's over, it'll never come back.
Joe Susan, a former Bucknell football coach. A lot of folks in this area know you as a coach on the sidelines. Of course, you played football back in the 70s, I believe, at Delaware. And maybe as we're talking about this growth process for young people into the game, does it take you back a little bit to your early love for football and stepping into it as well?
Very much so, Don. I was a little fat kid. And somewhere along the way, somebody saw a glimmer of light that I was fortunate and am fortunate that I can name every coach I've ever had. And the care they gave me went far beyond the field. And the influence has stuck with me in my 40 years of college coaching. It's a privilege and a unique responsibility. And I've always felt the best definition of coach is taking someone of importance from where they are to where they need to be. And I will always have that and ultimately want to coach again, and looking forward to that next opportunity. I know I'm being steered by a higher plan. I know that he has something in mind for me.
Good closing word there. It's a head football coach, Joe Susan, former coach, I should say, with Bucknell University, but looking forward to seeing what that next stop is on the journey. Coach, thanks for sharing some of those words of wisdom with us here at The Half.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Halftime Interview. Get set for the second half of tonight's game on WGRC's Football Friday.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500 and at agents.allstate.com.
And taking a look at our WGRC halftime scoreboard, Jersey Shore leading Shikellamy 27-0. They're still in the second in that one. Berwick leading Sealands Grove 16-7 at halftime. It's Shamokin 14 and Lewisburg 7 still in the second. Wellsboro leading Hughesville 27-7. That's at halftime. Montoursville 17 and Loyal Sox 7 in the Battle of the Bridge. They're late in the second. Jim Thorpe over Midwest, 35-0. That one is at halftime. Bloomsburg leading South Williamsport, 14-6 at half. Danville, 21, and Milton, 12. That's at halftime. Montgomery, 49, and Columbia Montour Votech, 6 there at the half. It's Mount Carmel, 17, and North Schuylkill, 7 at halftime. And also at the half, Southern Columbia, 48, and Central Columbia, nothing. Now back to you, Don.
All right, thanks. Here it's a Mifflinburg all in that first half, 35-0 leading Warrior Run. And right now Chris Miller has a very, I'm sure, happy Mifflinburg Wildcats coach, Jason Dressler.
Yeah, I think he's happy. He's not going to show it because there's a second half yet to go. But can I just say wow, like one word, wow. You talked about before the game, mixing up the run, the pass. How happy are you with that first half?
Extremely happy with the performance. You know, the boys really responded this week, and what we saw in practice this week is translating in that first half. So, yes, we got a whole nother second half to play. All right, the boys got to keep it going, but they certainly came to execute, and execute we did the first half.
You got that energy level going, obviously. Like you say, you know,
just really pumping on all cylinders. So as the game goes along, you look to maybe mix in some of your other guys, kind of get them experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to see that. You're going to see that this second half.
All right, head coach, keep going.
Hey, thank you.
And he is a happy head football coach, Jason Dressler. Let's tell you how it is that Mifflinburg got to that big 35-0 lead. A game here that many were looking at saying, hey, this should be hotly competitive. Mifflinburg tonight at 3-1, Warrior Run at 2-2. Well, Mifflinburg took the opening drive, and they're 5-for-5 on touchdown drives. Well, I shouldn't say that. The last one, they had it down on the goal line, didn't punch it in, but their first four drives, all scores. The first one, they took it 60 yards. It was an 8-yard touchdown run from Mason Breed, made it 7-0. That was just 2 minutes into the game. Well, a three and out by Warrior Run. Mifflinburg got it back. Another 60-yard touchdown run and another touchdown run from Mason Breed, made it 14-0 with 5:12 to go in the first quarter. And then Mifflinburg benefited from a fumble from Warrior Run, set up touchdown number three. It was a 25-yard touchdown pass as DeGroat found Stahl. That was a 21-0 advantage then for Mifflinburg. And one more touchdown run to account for. In the second quarter there, a 3-yard touchdown run from Breed brought us to 28-0. And, oh, yeah, don't forget about that pick six to kind of wrap up the scoring then. And that was a interception return for a touchdown. Andrew Deal in the right place at the right time. It was tipped off the hands of Keys, and Deal took it all the way to the house with 3:02 to go in that first half. So four offensive touchdowns, a pick six, and Warrior Run in a big hole here. Mifflinburg leading it 35-0. Well, we are just moments away from the second half kickoff. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Back with more from Mifflinburg in a moment. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coles Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coles Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
And it's been all Mifflinburg on the scoring column, leading Warrior Run 35-0. There, Glenn, you heard from head football coach Jason Dressler. You could hear that smile. He knew this was going to be a big, big game, and I think they can taste that 4-1, but they want to play this second half and play it well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he should be pleased. His team made very few mistakes, if any, in the first half and capitalized on a lot of things and doing things well. As a coach, he should be happy.
Of course, Coach Chris Long, his mantra, one play at a time here in the second half, try and get things on track and drop in the opening kickoff. Now picked up. Warrior Run has it at the 35-yard line, and they'll have decent field position for their first series here of this second half. So the Warrior Run defender starting again on their 35.
If you're Warrior Run, that's exactly what you have to do, is to say, hey, we're not worried about the scoreboard. Listen, we know we can put up points. They've done it so already this season. They've moved the ball, you know, to some degree here tonight. They need to put it together, eliminate mistakes, and just work one play at a time, start putting some points on the board.
Quarterman, quarterback, shotgun, typical set there for him. He's got three receivers spread out. Bowers in the backfield, and Bowers going to get the handoff. Bowers going to try the right side, not much. Does kind of find a way to navigate for about a yard. Good pursuit there for Mifflinburg, and among those in Tanyuk, he's got a nose for the football. He's in there at defensive tackle, senior at 6'2", and of his 19 tackles coming into tonight, six of them for a loss, and there he's able to bring down the ball carrier, pretty much put it at the line of scrimmage, but there's a penalty that is going to be marched off against the defenders.
Yeah, it's going to be holding on the outside. That time Hoyt was trying to get to the outside, stopped and tried to make a cutback, and when he cut back, a jersey was pulled upon.
So now we've got it as a first and a bunch after they mark off that penalty yardage. Make it first down and 25 as they will do that from the spot of the foul. First
and 22. Got some confusion here on Warrior Run on the receivers getting set.
Make it a first and 22. Still a daunting situation here for Warrior Run. One player in motion. That's Michael. Handoff. and not much. Maybe a gain of about a yard or so as Bauer gets the carry, gets maybe to the 25. It's going to be still second and 21 coming up.
Yeah, and if you're the defenders, you got to figure out somehow to get somebody else involved in the game. I mean, Hoyt is, he's wearing down. You know, you can kind of see that just from up here. And if you want to have that burst of speed and the power that he has, you've got to get either Beachel or Ahmad Keys involved in the game.
We heard Coach Chris Long say it was coach's decision as far as Riley Daubert not playing tonight. The senior came in tonight, 20 receptions, over 300 yards, three touchdowns through the air. They've not had him on special teams or defense or offense. Overthrown as Quarterman trying to find Michael there, and that is going to be incomplete. Michael, 5'7", he needed a few extra inches in order to try and have a shot at that one. It's going to be third now and 21 coming up.
Yeah, what do you dial up here, Glenn?
Not a lot of third and 21s in the playbook.
No, to be honest, I'm throwing that bubble screen. You know, I'd like to try and get Ahmad involved somehow. I'm not going to go with a trick play or anything like that. I'd hate to think that you're going to use, you know, Hoyt on this on a simple draw, but I might call a draw.
Two receivers to the far side, including Ahmad Keys. Pentecoff to the near side, cross the middle, caught at the 40-yard line, and that's not going to be 21. That's a pretty good gainer there as they're able to find Tyler Pick, the tight end. Well-thrown pass, good hands there, held onto the football with the contact. He's brought down at the 41. It's going to set up a fourth down and 5.
And, you know, to be honest, I mean, I like that play call also. You have your tight end and two wide receivers, so you actually have a trips formation with a tight end, and you have your slot receiver occupying that safety because he's running up the hash, so the safety can't move over quite with the tight end. The tight end's running just a simple, you know, kind of fly route, skinny post from his spot, and a nice job by Remington to put the ball on him.
And when you trail 35-0 in the third quarter and it's fourth and 5 from your 41, why not? That's exactly what Chris Long says. Back to throw, tipped, and it's going to fall incomplete, trying to get the ball to Keys, and credit one of the Mifflinburg linemen up front getting their hands up, tips that ball, and it falls incomplete. It's going to be Mifflinburg football, and they're going to have it in great field position on the Warrior Run 41.
Yeah, and now it falls on the defender defense to see if they can, you know, just to get a stop here in this football game.
Tell you what, Jacob Wright's checking in for Mifflinburg as a quarterback. Looks like DeGruyt's night is done. They're going to start putting in some new players here.
All right, so Wright's, we'll get a look at the junior here. Under center, I formation. Still have Breed in the backfield there, and Breed's going to get that handoff across the 40, and he is going to be brought down about the 38-yard line. I have a feeling Mason Breed, we may see him on this series, but maybe an early night for Mason as well.
Jackson well over on that stop, and, you know, we haven't really talked, you know, much about Jackson, but he's having just a great season, you know, for the defenders. Had a great season a year ago and really picked up where he left off in week one. You know, just doing his thing at middle linebacker and a great tackle that time.
Second down and 7 from the Warrior Run 38. It's Mifflinburg here with the football. Handoff is going to be deep. Andrew Deal up the middle across the 35 to about the 33-yard line. Nice gain of about 5 there as Deal showing his speed. He's a freshman. Gets some good playing time, both offense and defense here for Mifflinburg. They're going to be delighted to have him, especially knowing Breed's in his senior season. Good to know you've got some options coming back for sure at that running back position. He looks like he's going to be a good one.
I don't think Deal or Breed wanted to come out, but he's got some blood on his arm. Got to get that cleaned up.
All right, so it's going to be Wright's under center. Again, hands this off. This is going to be right side inside that 30-yard line. And carry this time is going to be Logan Lloyd, senior running back. Good enough to get that first down.
Edmund Ulrich that time, the freshman offensive lineman, just does a nice job kind of setting the initial block there on the Mifflinburg offensive line.
So first down and 10 now for the Wildcats. Excited with the thought that till this game's over, looking as though they're going to be a 4-1 on the season. Wright's back to throw, scrambling, and he's going to be ripped down to the ground at about the 33-yard line.
Wow.
Big tackle that time for Pete Reisner, the defensive end with the big tackle.
Did you ever watch a tornado pick up a car and just
there you
throw
have
it around? That's
I think
basically
I just did.
What it was.
Pete had a hold of that jersey on the shoulder pad and just kind of whipped him to the ground and the tornado with the car. I like that, Chris.
Well, second down and 15 from the 32. Handoff. This is going to be Deal, and Deal gets inside the 30 to about the 26-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 6.
You know, I tell you what, just the heart of these Mifflinburg kids. I mean, Deal is not a big kid. I mean, he's 5'6". He's listed as 140 pounds, and yet you wouldn't know it by the way he runs. I mean, right now, tonight, like Glenn and I were talking at halftime, it doesn't seem to matter what they do or who they plug in. It's the same thing, you know, that just keeps the train moving, and you love to see that as a coach.
Two receivers to each side for the Wildcats. Wrights is now going to be in the shotgun. He's got one in motion. He's going to roll right, looks downfield, throws, and this is going to be picked off by Warrior Run. Just about the 22-yard line, that's intercepted. Run out about the 25. So it's going to be a learning experience there for Wrights, and that time not quite able to get that to his intended target. Big interception there for Warrior Run.
Well, I think, you know, that time the tough part for Wrights was he wasn't able. I mean, Pete Reasoner was coming outside, so it's a rollout all the way, and you're expecting as a quarterback to be able to get over top, which means your right tackle actually has to give Reasoner a shot so that your quarterback has time to get out. And Pete just did a nice job of being able to get out over top, and what that does is it causes the quarterback to have to kind of belly a little bit. Now he's throwing across his body, and I think that leads to the interception.
One thing we should mention also, the running clock with that 35-0 lead for Mifflinburg. So this third quarter is just trucking along pretty quickly. Here's Bauer with the carry, and he's going to be wrapped up and brought down at the 27. So a gain of a yard or two. Penalty flags come out late here, and this likely going to be a personal foul against Ahmad Keys.
Just silly, costly penalty.
Yeah, Ahmad is just blocking, and he just blocks way past the whistle, and then at the very end, instead of letting go, I don't think the block gets him the flag, but what gets him the flag is instead of just letting go after the whistle, he gives that extra shove, and that's what's going to get the penalty.
So a personal foul here against Warrior Run, so tough night for the defenders here. We'll look to see, of course, they'll have opportunities to bounce back. They'll take on Hughesville and Bloomsburg, their next two games at home. So they'll have an opportunity to try and get things back on course. As for Mifflinburg, they'll be on the road the next 2 weeks, and this is a big confidence builder because they'll be on the road at Mount Carmel and then at Loyal Sock. So it should be a big test stretch on the road coming up for Mifflinburg. So this penalty is really going to back Warrior Run up here. Got 4:20 to go in this third quarter. It's Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing.
I'll tell you, Don, if I'm Mifflinburg, I'm bringing the house. I think that lit an even bigger fuse with them, and I think I'm just sending everybody.
First and 10 now coming up for the defenders. I'm sorry, first and a lot more than 10. It'll be first and about 21, or second and 21 here from the 14-yard line. We've got it set now. Second and 21 from the 14. Warrior Run deep in their own end.
You got Beachel on the upside with a big kind of gap in between the corner and the safety. See if you can get him maybe on a slant.
So Quarterman takes that snap, hands it off, and Bauer's going to be wrapped up pretty much right at that line of scrimmage. Good tackle there, and it's Breed, and Breed is a little slow getting up, and he is hobbling. He's kind of got his hand on his left leg, and Mason Breed, we talk about his running, but he's an excellent linebacker as well, playing here in the deep moments of this third quarter.
You know, and I mean, he's a gamer. He wants to play whenever he can play, but when you're up 35-0, you got some tough games ahead. I think you need to just say, hey, you know, take a rest, and, you know, we need you for the next couple games ahead.
And that may be the end. We'll see. He's on the sideline now. Back to throw. Looking downfield. Quarterman, and he's going to have to fire it well out of bounds here on the Mifflinburg side of the field. It's going to be fourth down now coming up for the defenders. So nothing doing with that series following the interception. Warrior Run turned away, facing now a fourth down and 22. It's a gold out here tonight at Mifflinburg, and they've turned in a gold star performance here on the field. I mentioned the Gold Knight, as it's a pediatric cancer awareness and fundraising as a community kind of rallying together behind that cause. So neat to see the look of the gold here tonight at Mifflinburg.
I think they're going to go after it here, Don.
Looks that way. Here's a Beachel set to kick. He's standing right about his goal line. The punter takes the snap, gets it off. It's a high kick, not super deep, but it hits on the 44-yard line and goes out of bounds. We'll take a 30-second break with 2:39 to go in this third quarter. It's Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Mosser's Ag Service and Repair of Montgomery is supporting WGRC. Owner Mike Mosser performs on-location small and large tractor repair. He also works on implements and provides welding fabrication. From Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Located at 138 Snorrytown Road near Montgomery, the phone number is 570-560-9273. And on Facebook at Mosser's Ag Service and Repair.
Don, Glenn, and Chris in the early third. It's Mount Carmel 17 and North Schuylkill 13. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. And here it's all Mifflinburg, and Mifflinburg with a carry on first down. This is going to be a gain of about 2 yards as Deal with the carry there. And Deal now coming up, and he is hobbling. And this is not good news for Mifflinburg, and Deal not able to get off to the sideline, and he goes down right about the line of scrimmage. So an injury timeout here for Mifflinburg.
Looks like it might be his knee.
It's a left leg. Nope. Well, they're gonna stretch him out, which this is a good sign in that it's when you think about a knee.
They're close.
Well, it's a leg injury, but you know, of course, that concern right away. But when you can stretch someone out, that's a good prognosis for long-term improvement here, or improvement in the very short term, I should say.
There's a big difference between when somebody reaches for that leg, right? Immediately, a lot of us think, oh, it looks like a knee. Big difference between a knee and a cramp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Coach is going, oh, it's cramp. All right, get him some water. Let's stretch him out. Let's go.
They both hurt at the same.
They sure do.
They both hurt, but there's still a big difference.
Yeah, so they are clearly stretching him out. We're going to take another 30-second timeout. We'll be back with more in a moment. 1:59 to go in this third quarter. It's Mifflinburg 35. Warrior Run nothing on WGRC's Friday Night Football Game of the Week.
Jesus said in John 4:14, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and ReCore charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
Get fired up. The Regional High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
And it's been a very delighted crowd here tonight at Mifflinburg. Of course, a great turnout, as you would expect, the Mifflinburg Wildcats, and good representation from Warrior Run as well. That sideline filled, and both these programs having some energy, some enthusiasm to the start of the season. Some of that I know feeling a little deflated for Warrior Run tonight, but you know, again, part of athletics, and you've been through this before, Glenn, is having a short-term memory. You have to look at film, learn from mistakes, but then you have to kind of close that chapter and say a loss is a loss, whether we lost it by one score or we're lost by five scores. And you know, they have the opportunity to bounce back next week. Going back to home, Hughesville, Bloomsburg, some brighter days, I know, coming up for Warrior Run.
No, and you're right. I mean, short-term memory, you know, because what you don't want to have happen is one defeat lead to multiple defeats. And if you don't shut this one down right after tonight is over, you know, that can happen. But you're exactly right. This is one game. This is one night. This has not defined their season at all.
And we'll just mention that Andrew Deal still being tended to on the sideline, able to walk off. They're still working on that cramp situation, but clearly a cramp he is dealing with. Back to throw right. Throws a swing pass. That is actually going to be a fumble, and it's going to be recovered by Mifflinburg. So trying a little backward pass, and it's incomplete, hits the turf. But again, that's a live ball because it's a lateral pass. And a Warrior Run unable to capitalize on it. It's going to be third down and 11 coming up now for Mifflinburg. They have it on the Warrior Run 47-yard line.
You know, go back to Hendry. You know, it was like Coach came over and said, okay, listen, we know you got a cramp, but we got to keep the game moving here. So they just kind of like three of them threw him up and just carried him over to the sideline.
And he's doing a little better on the sideline. He's still working on walking that one off. Wrights takes the snap, rolls left, looking downfield, throws and misses his target, trying to find his receiver here on the near sideline. At that time, looking for Logan Lloyd. And it falls incomplete. Fourth down coming up, and Mifflinburg is forced to punt.
And I think this is the first punt for Mifflinburg on the night. What I like that time, with what the quarterback was able to do, Wrights was able to get outside. He's rolling to his left. That's the most difficult throw for a right-handed quarterback to make. Kind of gets deep enough and swings his shoulders, gets him square to the line of scrimmage. Just isn't able to connect there. But I liked what I saw mechanically from him rolling out to his left.
Michael Antoniak, the punter, standing right about his own 42-yard line. You mentioned no punting in the game up to this point for Mifflinburg. They... four offensive touchdowns and a pick six in the first half. The punt hits at the 10 and just goes into the end zone. Was kind of angling towards that sideline. And the way that it's gone for Warrior Run tonight, Glenn, you'd almost think it was going to go out at the 1, but just on the other side of the pylon. So it goes into the end zone. We're at the end of the third quarter. We'll take a break. Back with fourth quarter action. Coming up, it's Mifflinburg 35, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving Columbia County and all of central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Don, Glenn, and Chris, it's Bloomsburg 14 and South Williamsport 12 in the third. And North Schuylkill got a safety, so it is now Mount Carmel 17 and North Schuylkill 15 in the third. Now back to you.
All right, sounds like some excitement at some other venues. And here tonight, it's been all Wildcat excitement, leading Warrior Run 35 to nothing. We've just headed to the fourth quarter. Warrior Run with the football on their 20-yard line. You're listening to the Game of the Week here on WGRC. Quarterman still in, hands off. Right side, maybe a yard or so as the pile kind of moves forward just a bit. So a small gain there on first down. And with the carry, as we have some new faces in for Warrior Run as well, it's Justin Blair, sophomore running back, with that carry. And mention here tonight, of course, we're in Mifflinburg, different venues each night. We'll be out in coal regions coming up next Friday night. The Shamokin Indians will see Henry Hynoski's squad for the first time this season, as Shamokin will entertain the Jersey Shore Bulldogs. So looking forward to that one next week. By the way, you can catch the entire schedule at WGRC.com/football. You can also listen to past broadcasts right there. Well, coming across with a handoff across the 25-yard line to about the 27. Again, that is going to be a handoff to Justin Blair once again.
Blair doing a nice job just taking the handoff and, himself being a physical runner, does a nice job off the left side to pick up those yards.
So now third down and 3 coming up, and Warrior Run just needs something positive, anything to keep Mifflinburg off the field offensively. And of course, you want to try and erase that 0 if you're the defenders here in this fourth quarter. See if they go to the air. One receiver each side. Quarterman. Nope, going to hand it off. Gerhardt across that 30. He's got room. 35 over a would-be tackler, and he is brought down at the 44-yard line. So some big, powerful running from David Gerhardt, the senior fullback.
That was great. Gerhardt got through the initial line, and, boy, he turned on the jets and showed that he's got the ability to break away from some people.
Maybe he does hurdles. I don't know.
He hurdled on that play.
He sure did.
I don't know if the track coach is here or not. Yep.
Scouting him out. First down and 10. Warrior Run on their 44-yard line. 10-12 to play here this Week 5 contest as Mifflinburg closing in on a 4-1 start to the season. Impressive here tonight. Keys in motion right to left for Warrior Run. Quarterman back to throw, overshoots, and it's picked off again. Mifflinburg has it at midfield to the 40, 35, 30, and the quarterback makes the tackle at the 27-yard line. The third interception of the night, and some of those have been tipped, and there's another example of it.
Do you know who that was on the interception? That was Mason's little brother, Carter Breed.
There you have it.
Oh, there you go. Good call, Chris. No, listen, that one was as much, tip, just another high delivery from Remington. It's tough. He's throwing into traffic, but he's got to be able to get those balls down, for his receivers to make that catch.
So the sophomore Carter Breed is called there by Chris Miller, has the interception and has Mifflinburg with the football once again on the Warrior Run 27-yard line, 9:35 on the clock. And this game can't end soon enough right now if you're Warrior Run. Three interceptions. They had a fumble in the first half as well. So four turnovers here tonight. Been a tough night for the defenders on offense. This was a defenders team that came in averaging almost 160 yards on the ground each game, nearly 180 through the air, and they've just been stymied. They had one big run from Bauer. Weren't able to quite get the touchdown on it, but it broke one long run. Otherwise, just been a tough night offensively for them. Here's a pitch, handoff. Penalty flag comes out as that second down carry just maybe a yard or so for Lloyd with the carry.
Well, you talk about the matchup tonight and why, you know, not that Mifflinburg had, it's not a surprise that Mifflinburg has played so well, but a surprise at how lopsided the score is at 35-0. You know, Warrior Run was averaging 25.5 points per game, 335 yards of total offense. You know, Mifflinburg averaging 36 points per game and 276 yards of total offense. They played two similar opponents in Danville and Milton and really, you know, had similar outcomes in both of those games offensively and defensively.
So now it's a second and 21 here for Mifflinburg after the penalty. Rights, rolls left, throws, caught. 35-yard line to about the 34. So, again, getting some good reps in here for Wrights, a quarterback, and that time, and you know, when you think he's had a couple of moments here, some throws that, you know, didn't go his way, get a completion like that, get a little bit of confidence going, and Coach Jason Dressler giving him the reps here and opportunities to put the ball in the air. We've got 8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
And what I liked about his receivers, right? You know, I mean, your junior quarterback comes in, he's rolling to his left. The receivers looking back, they see their quarterback scrambling. They stop their route, start making their way back to the quarterback. That's good receiving.
Third and 16 right now. Wrights from the shotgun, rolls right, looks downfield, throws, caught at the 25. Nice move, 20, 15, 10, and inside the 10. That's going to be a Mifflinburg first down. You know, this crowd has not lost their life here tonight. They're still ready for these big plays. They're like, hey, we can get used to this in Mifflinburg. They're getting pretty excited.
Yeah, Jarrett Miller did a nice job that time, you know, just being able to find that empty space, just doing a nice, you know, 10-yard out, and then, give Jacob Rice just a lot of credit. He's rolling out, comes downhill, gets his pad squared, does a nice pitch and catch on the run.
It's first down and goal from the 8. Wrights under center. One player in motion. So two receivers on this near side now. It's going to be a handoff into about the 7-yard line and turned away right there as the carry that time by Simpson.
Warrior Run just looking exhausted out there. That clock cannot move fast enough.
LJ Simpson with that last carry, and that clock that you just referred to showing 6:41 to go in this fourth quarter. Second down and goal from the 7-yard line. Mifflinburg, four touchdowns offensively, a pick six on defense, looking for another score. Wrights fakes a handoff, rolls left. He's going to keep it himself, going for that corner. He's got it, touchdown. Wrights from 7 yards out has Mifflinburg on the board again.
Yeah, just a nice bootleg. He shows play action on one side, and then he's got everybody flooding across, but he doesn't need to put the ball in the air. He's got the corner and is able to get in for six.
Tell you what, he's got to give some love to Logan Lloyd there. Got the block on the outside to spring him.
So it's a Mifflinburg party on gold out night. The Wildcats, 41. Warrior Run, nothing. Extra point. And so far, Stettler's been perfect on the night in that category. Looking to make it 6-for-6. And absolutely, right on through with 6:20 to go. It's now Mifflinburg 42. Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Don, Glenn, and Chris, after a scoreless third quarter, they start the fourth with Berwick 16 and Sealands Grove 7. It's Danville 28 and Milton 12. And Shamokin now leading Lewisburg 20-14 in the third. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. And next week we'll be at Shamokin for their matchup with Jersey Shore. Here tonight, all Mifflinburg, 42-0 lead over Warrior Run. Kickoff taken by Warrior Run inside the 20, across the 30 to the 34-yard line, and that is where the defenders will start this drive with 6:12 to play in this fourth quarter.
And here's an opportunity. You see a lot of clean jerseys on both sides, you know, coming into the ball game. You get some of your younger guys in the mix playing on a Friday night. Yep, you know, one team's up, one team's down. But for these guys, it's an opportunity to gain experience, you know, on a Friday night.
You mentioned clean jerseys. This is still one of the fields where you play on natural grass. There are still a number of those throughout the area, although it seems as though that number is getting smaller and smaller each season. Hey, we've got, again, a Warrior Run right now on their 35-yard line. First down and 10, carry, and not much there. In fact, it's going to be a loss as the Mifflinburg Wildcats pounce on Blair. Blair's going to be taken down at the 34.
Yeah, you know, when you look at some of the most successful programs in the area, you know, you talk about the Southerns, you talk about Mount Carmel and those schools. This is exactly what they do, you know. You don't need to keep your starters in there and keep churning away points. It's more important to get your underclassmen in there, get them experience so that when it comes time for them to start, they know exactly what to do.
Here comes Warrior Run, second down and 11. Quarterback hands it off. Blair once again, 35 to the 40, up to the 45-yard line, and that, depending on the spot, looks like it's going to be enough for a first down.
I'm looking to check my numbers here because we have new offensive linemen in there, but you know the center and two guards for Warrior Run just opened up that hole for Blair. He really kind of went untouched for the first 5 yards.
So first down indeed as Warrior Run has it on their own 46-yard line, trailing 42-0, looking to try and find a way to get some points on the board. Again, a lot of new faces in there. Hand off to Blair once again, and Blair gets a yard. I do want to mention that running the offense now is Hunter Rovinote for Warrior Run, taking over for Quarterman at quarterback.
Yeah, Coach Dressler took off the headset down here. I think he's willing to turn it over to his assistants for the rest of the game and just kind of congratulate his players on a job well done tonight. He's down here giving them hugs, and, you know, it's a good win tonight.
Mifflinburg with 3 wins to open the season, Hughesville, Bloomsburg, Milton, but then last week the setback against Danville, but bouncing back here nicely. When this one's over, Mifflinburg will be 4-1 on the season. You can feel the excitement here in Wildcat country, as the signs always say as you drive through Mifflinburg this time of year. Hand off, or actually it's going to be a quarterback, Rovinal, trying to reverse his field, go back right, and he's able to make a little something out of nothing.
Well, that's something out of nothing. If our listeners can hear any of the, you know, the O's to the left of us, I think there was a hold in the backfield. At least that's what it appeared to spring him free on that cutback, but not called. And a 3rd down and 3 for the defenders.
They called enough in the NFL last night. They figure we can let a few go here. Maybe that's the big controversy discussion about NFL. That's another subject for another time, maybe. Here's a handoff, and this is going to be nothing for Blair as he is wrapped up right away. Big tackle there for Mifflinburg as Jason Schroeder, the senior lineman, able to bring down the ball carrier for a loss on that play. It's going to bring up a 4th down after a loss of 3. This is going to be a 4th and 6.
Jason got a great jump on that football. He was in the backfield pretty much as soon as the exchange was going on between quarterback and running back. Great jump on that football.
Again, remember, we'll be having the head football coach, Jason Dressler, interviewed after this one is in the books. Fourth down coming up for Warrior Run from the 49-yard line. Quarterback, Rovinoak, going to air it out, far sideline, and it's caught. Nice play. A little bit of a jump ball there, but his receiver going up and getting it well executed. That's going to be a first down for Warrior Run. And that's Derek Thomas, the sophomore wide receiver, able to bring that one in.
Yeah, two good things on that play. Rovinoak, you know, kind of winds up. You know he's going deep, but he puts it on the outside shoulder, kind of where only his receiver can get it. But the receiver goes up, does a nice job on that jump ball, out jumping the defender.
So first down and 10 now, Warrior Run. Rovinoak going to have to scramble this time. Circles around the middle of the field. He's got room, 20. He's showing some speed. He's going, 15, 10, and wrestled down in there at the 7-yard line as a touchdown-saving tackle made by Mifflinburg as Carter Breed. Again, Mason Breed's younger brother able to bring down the quarterback on that play, but quarterback showing some nice speed there. Rovinoak able to kind of circle around the middle of the field. Big gainer. It's at the 7-yard line. Now you got Mifflinburg saying, hey, we want the shutout here just as much as Warrior One wants to get that zero off the board. So here's the moment with 1:13 to go, and we've got a timeout, I believe, on the field. We will take a 30-second break as well. 1:11 to go. It's Mifflinburg 42, Warrior Run nothing on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Get fired up. The Regional High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Warrior Run, first and goal from the Mifflinburg 7-yard line. Rovinoak takes the snap from the shotgun. Right side, he's going to try and keep it himself. Does he get to the corner? No. Carter Breed closes in, and it's going to be a loss of maybe a yard or maybe right about the line of scrimmage. So now third down and goal coming up. Or make it second down and goal coming up now for Warrior Run. Inside of a minute, that running clock at 49 seconds.
You know, fellas, coach takes that time out there, and I know what he went out to say, and he went out to tell the young guys, listen, fellas, you don't want to get to practice on Monday and have the varsity guys know that you gave up six.
They got zero. They want to keep it that way in Mifflinburg. It's Rovinoak. And looks for a handoff, but no one's there, so he keeps it himself. He goes down at the 5-yard line. A little improv. You know, you turn around, you're expecting a ball carrier to take it, and when they're not there, I guess you have no choice but to try and get it in yourself. Well, there is 17 seconds to go, and I have a feeling this Warrior shutout may be standing.
Warrior Run's not taking a timeout to try to get the score.
One more play, maybe. Third down and goal from the 5. They hustle the line of scrimmage. And they get the playoff. Rovinoak looking. He's going to be wrapped up, and he's going to be dropped.
There it is.
And that is the final play, and the shutout stands. The gold out, gold star performance here tonight at Mifflinburg. Wildcats in the win column big time. A 42-0 shutout of Warrior Run. Let's take a 60-second break. We'll be back with some thoughts from the field. We'll be hearing from the coach as well tonight on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. Coming up, all Mifflinburg.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons, LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Vreeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453. on the web at VreelandsHarley.com.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Cultmont.
And WGRC.com.
And here tonight, the coach is actually chatting right in the middle of the field as the players have congratulated themselves complimented on the game here tonight. But we've got Coach Jason Dressler and Chris Long talking at the middle of the field. We've got, of course, one disappointed, the other one thrilled to be at 4-1, and that would be Jason Dressler of Mifflinburg to have that 4-1 start. But, these guys, no doubt, both in a way cheering for each other, knowing that these programs in similar situations, trying to, kind of get that energy and enthusiasm back. Both these coaches, having some excitement to try and build on, and they're going to have to regroup at Warrior Run this week. But Mifflinburg, they've been there before, so they kind of understand that feeling.
And here's what I would say about this game. I know Coach is going to address his team before we get to him, but you know what? I have this feeling that if we were to play this game again, it does not end up necessarily like this. I think both teams, just one team had everything going their way. Another team came out, maybe a little bit flat, made some mistakes, and all of a sudden the snowball is kind of ahead of you and you just can't catch up to it. It doesn't change the fact that Mifflinburg played just a great game tonight. And Warrior Run just has to go back, shut this one down, and say, hey, we're going to move on to next week.
So here tonight, a lot of Mifflinburg scoring. Again, we mentioned about the hot start that they had. 4 touchdown drives to open the game. The first one, setting the tone, 60 yards. And they really, Glenn, they mixed up that run pass exactly, I think, the way that they wanted to do it. Had success in the air. They knew they could run the ball. But when you can throw the ball the way they did, that 60-yard touchdown drive got them off in just that first 2 minutes, up 7-0. And again, 4 drives, 3 of them capped off by runs by Breed into the end zone. Big pass as well. DeGroote found Stahl. Then you have a pick 6 right before halftime. And as you said, that snowball, it was just all out of control by that point.
Yeah, because we even said, at one point, I think with 3 minutes to go, 2 minutes to go in the half, hey, if Warrior Run can get, they got the ball back. If they can score here, right, it's 28-0. They score here. They get the ball back first in the second half. They score on that drive. Now it's 14, 28-14. You go in with the pick 6 and things just kind of, get out of control a little bit.
Well, we're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we're going to hear from a very happy football coach, Jason Dressler, in just a moment. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Coles Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coles Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coles Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
High school football action on WGRC.
And here tonight, all the action, all Mifflinburg. Mifflinburg Wildcats in the win column 42-0, defeating Warrior Run. Let's head down to the field where Chris Miller, ready to chat with head football coach Jason Dressler.
Coach, we were chatting here a little bit, just hearing the speech that you gave to your guys, just very proud of them, overcoming adversity. And and one of the big things that I took away from that was belief. You said you got to believe, and they really showed that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They came out with a purpose tonight, and like I said, I'm very proud of them. We had a great week of practice, and they really showed it out here in the field tonight, and just really focused on business. And like I said, at the beginning of the week, we titled this week Unfinished Business, and we got to come back and play with the chip on our shoulder and get everything to prove, and they did that tonight with their performance.
You talked before the game that the balanced attack was very important to you. You wanted to mix up that run pass, and you did that very well all night, really seemed to serve you well.
Yeah.
What was the best part of that tonight that you saw?
It's just being able to call the plays and they executed them. Just the execution piece. That's one thing that we just needed both to be sharpened and doing a better job with, and they did that tonight. We were able to have that balance.
You get Mount Carmel next week down at the Silver Bowl. Tough place to play, but your guys get a very important win tonight. Builds that momentum. What are you looking to accomplish down at Mount Carmel next week?
You know, it'd be awesome to have a performance like tonight. We gotta you know, focus on what they do well and be physical. It is a tough place to play. It'll be our actual first trip as a varsity program to Mount Carmel. So this is going to be an interesting environment, but we're excited, ready to go. We finished the first half of the season 4-1. It's been a while since we've been there, so you know the team's really building on that and rolling with confidence.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, you play like this tonight, and I think you're going to give them a run for their money next week at the Silver Bowl.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey, take care. Keep it going.
All right. Thank you.
Head football coach Jason Dressler. And how about that? I think that might be your Friday night football fun fact.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to run into a tough team next week, and that is an interesting fun fact. You know, I think the takeaway for me tonight is listening to Coach's pregame talk and what he wanted to accomplish. Boy, I just don't know that I've seen somebody that I can recall so recently accomplishing what they set out to do in such an efficient way as Mifflinburg did tonight. They started out by spreading things out, being able to throw the football, not having to rely on the run game, yet that run game certainly carried them, you know, to points in the first half. I think that was the impressive thing. You saw Coach, you know, outline what he wanted to do. He had his guys ready to play, ready to execute on all phases of the game, and kudos to the Wildcats.
And I do want to just pick up on one point. Earlier we had mentioned about Mason Breed, how he kind of came off. He was kind of hobbling a little bit. He is energetic, running around on the side. He's doing just fine. So anyone kind of heard that injury call at that point, he's doing just fine.
Wins will do that to you. You know, you kind of forget the pain, you know. Yeah. I talked to Coach Dressler before we came to interview him there at the end of the game, and I said, you know, we are in Mifflinburg. You know, I said, I think you guys could have fallen into Cow Pies tonight and we'll come up rosy. He said, I know. He said, it was just one of those nights where everything was just going exactly the way we wanted.
Life in Union County, nothing like it, right? Hey, we're going to take a 60-second break here, and we still have that scoreboard. Let's find out what's happening through the region. John Callahan's been keeping track of it all. We'll get the scoreboard, final thoughts here from the field, and Week 5 will be in the books here on the Friday Night Football Game of the Week on WGRC. Mifflinburg 42, Warrior Run nothing. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more of our postgame in just a moment.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500 and at agents.allstate.com.
Mosser's Ag Service and Repair of Montgomery is supporting WGRC. Owner Mike Mosser performs on-location small and large tractor repair. He also works on implements and provides welding fabrication. From Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Located at 138 Snorrytown Road near Montgomery, the phone number is 570-560-9273. And on Facebook at Mosser's Ag Service and Repair.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Well, and what a night it was for Mifflinburg. The Wildcats winning on their Gold Out night. Again, it's a raising awareness when it comes to cancer, pediatric cancer specifically. So the gold look here, maybe they'll make them all gold nights. Who knows? Because it certainly worked out well on the field here tonight as Mifflinburg roll into that 42-0 victory. Well, we'll have some final thoughts in a moment. Of course, moments ago hearing there from head football coach Jason Dressler, that smile is going to be on his face probably for a while. Big performance here tonight, and that'll get them set for their trip on the road to Mount Carmel next week. As for Warrior Run, they will return to the friendly confines at home for a matchup against Hughesville, looking to bounce back next week. Well, let's hear how the scoreboard's working out tonight. John Callahan tracking all the action.
Right on. We'll start off with that Mount Carmel score. It's North Schuylkill 21, Mount Carmel 17. They're probably early in the fourth in that one. The only other final so far tonight, Montgomery over Columbia Montour Votech, 56-6. most of these games somewhere in the fourth quarter now. A couple of teams having homecoming, so that's kind of slowing things down for some of them. Jersey Shore leading Shikellamy 39-2. They're late in the fourth in that one. It's Berwick 23 and Selins Grove 7, also in the fourth. Lewisburg, one better right now anyway than Shamokin. The score in that one, 21-20. Lewisburg, they are in the third. Wellsboro 34 and Hughesville 14. They're late in the fourth. It's Montoursville 27 and Loyal Sox 6 in the Battle of the Bridge. They're also probably about midway through the fourth in that one. It's Jim Thorpe 42 and Midwest nothing. They are probably closing in on the end of that game. Bloomsburg 14 and South Williamsport 12. They are late in the fourth in that. It's Danville 42 and Milton 12. And they are late in the fourth quarter in that one. And Southern Columbia 62 and Central Columbia nothing. That one is late in the fourth. So that's how the scoreboard stacks up right now, Don.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate all of that. And here again tonight, Mifflinburg, which was maybe not a surprise that they won, but the way that they won definitely turn some heads for sure. 42-0 over Warrior Run. Guys, some final thoughts here tonight. Chris, you were on the sidelines and kind of took it in there at field level. So impressive performance tonight for the Wildcats.
I think the biggest thing that stood out to me tonight was, like Coach Stressler said there at the end of the game to his team, they're believing. You know, and as a team, that's the biggest thing that you can put a loss behind you like they had. Go in to some of these tough games that you're on the road and have that belief and that bond together as a team. They just have to make sure that they're staying focused and keeping the train rolling without looking, you know, too far ahead and building off this. You want to celebrate it, but then you also want to get it out of your head and get it focused come Monday morning.
And I would say, you know, that belief is effective when you believe, when you get into a game and you face adversity, which Mifflinburg will face, they can believe that we can run the football.
Exactly.
We can believe that we can throw the football and do what we need to do to win games. You know, on the flip side for Warrior Run, you know, we talked about it earlier, Don, you got to put a box around this one, say, hey, we didn't play our game that particular day. Erase the score, put the L in the column, and move on, right? And that's what Coach Long and his staff are going to have to do to kind of get their guys to gear up through the rest of the season. So one team comes out with momentum. The other one's trying to find that momentum for the rest of the season, and I think that's really the tale of how this one ends.
Well, we've hit the midway point, always exciting, each Friday night,
wow,
all throughout the area. So here, week five in the books, and we still have more action to go here on the Friday Night Football Game of the Week. Mentioned earlier, we will be at Shamokin next week as the Jersey Shore Bulldogs will head to Shamokin to take on the Indians. In fact, we'll spend the next 2 weeks at Shamokin.
Belushki and pierogies.
There you have it. It's on the menu for next week. Some good football as well, and we'll also have the following week, the Selins Grove Seals as they head to Shamokin. So we'll have a couple of games there. We'll be in other venues as well as we wrap up another season, as we get through the second half, and hey, playoffs ahead in November as well. You can stay up to date with the scores. You can listen to past games at WGRC.com/football and, of course, see those upcoming games as we love to have you join us Friday night. So next week we'll have Jersey Shore at Shamokin. Well, that'll do it for tonight. For John, producing tonight, manning the scoreboard, thanks for his work in the studio. Also to the guys here at the field, Chris Miller on sidelines and Glenn Smith in the booth. I'm Don Castelline, thanking you for making the Friday Night Football Game of the Week on WGRC a part of your evening. In the win column tonight, the Mifflinburg Wildcats defeating Warrior Run 42-0. Have a great night. Keep it tuned here throughout the weekend. Plenty of contemporary Christian music coming your way on WGRC.
You've been listening to Regional High School Football Action on WGRC. Brought to you by the generous donations of the following grant underwriters:
Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Steininger's Laundry, Freeland's Harley-Davidson, Basin Coffee Roasting, Better Business Solutions, CR Builders & Sons, Horizon Federal Credit Union, Jeff Connor & Associates Insurance, J.R. Judd Violins, Gulf Transmissions, Mosser's Ag Service and Repair, Melcott Radiator, Millville HBS, Pine Barn Inn, Pondus Farms.
Join us again next time for our broadcast of exciting regional high school football action on WGRC.